Screw that kid. I wish he could see what we did to his two cakes. I'm more cake now than man.
Oh, guys, can we all agree that the second cake was better than the first?
Oh, yeah, dude, totally better.
Yeah, like, not flavor-wise, but, like, symbolically. Like, just knowing how desperate that mom was that she ordered two cakes. I mean, this cake must have cost, like, $15, so we just wasted, like, $30 of some poor single mother's money. You know, she's got to be on the phone with, like, DoorDash or whoever right now, just chewing them out, being like, where are my two cakes? And the guy's like, I delivered both of them. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it is funny. That makes it taste better.
Oh, it's delicious. No way. Junior, if that's a third cake, I'm gonna lose my pants.
Oh my god, guys, let's all answer the door together so we can all just eat the cake at the door this time.
Oh, oh yeah, dude, let's do it.
Hello?
Is it a third cake, Junior? I can't see. I got the last two birthday cakes in my eyes. If it is, just put it up to my mouth so I can motorboat it like I did the last two birthday cakes. You remember when we did that? Oh, man. Screw the kid, whoever's birthday it is. Those cakes are delicious. Oh, Junior, where's the cake? Why isn't it in my mouth right now? I know that dumb bimbo mother of his ordered a third one.
So, we were going door to door to see if anyone received two birthday cakes. My son has stage 4 terminal cancer, and the doctor said he wasn't going to see this birthday, and he did. He lived for this birthday, and all he wanted for this birthday was a birthday cake that said happy birthday on it with a lowercase h, because he's not very happy because he's dying from cancer.
Oh, man. I don't know about you guys, but what she just said made the cake taste that much more f***ing delicious.
Hey, buddy. Touch my bubble pipe.
Jeffy, stop it.
Oh, come on, Daddy. Make me bubble.
Jeffy, I said stop it.
Oh, come on, Daddy, please.
Get that out of my face.
Oh!
Stop it, Jimmy!
Look, I love the news!
Breaking news, okay. Paris has kicked off the 2024 Olympic Games, and it's going to be a good one this year, with notable stars such as Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps, and LeBron James.
Oh, Marvin, it was always a dream of mine to be in the Olympics.
What'd you want to compete in?
Oh, no, I didn't want to compete. I just wanted to go and, like, watch.
Oh.
Hey, buddy, do you think they have Olympics for shooting bubbles in people's faces?
No, I don't think they have that. You need to stop that. Jeffy, stop it. You could even be in the regular Olympics. You'd have to be in the Special Olympics.
Marvin!
They have Special Olympics?
Yeah, they have Olympics for special people just like you, Jeffy.
Oh, I can be in the Olympics because I'm special?
Yeah, you should go, like, practice so you can go compete.
Yeah, I'm going to go train right now.
What are you doing?
So what's this board game, Cody?
Chicken versus hot dog.
How do you play?
Well, I think I just sit on the hot dog while you guys go through the cards and play, you know? I don't fucking know. Ooh, I win.
How'd you win?
Look at me, Junior, I'm winning.
Hey, guys, I want to be in the Olympics.
You can't be in the Olympics, Jeff. You have to be really athletic to do that.
But my daddy said that there's a Special Olympic just for me.
Special Olympics?
Oh, yeah, the Paralympics.
Well, what's the difference between Olympics and the Paralympics?
Well, it's a special kind of Olympics for people who have handicaps, like people in wheelchairs and stuff.
You're telling me I can compete against people in wheelchairs? That'd be so easy.
No, because you have to have a handicap to compete.
I stubbed my toe once.
That doesn't count.
Wait, so you're telling me I could fake an injury and then go up against actual injured people and win gold medals?
Well, you could, but that would be cheating.
Oh my god, that'd be so cool! But what if we recorded ourselves doing something dangerous so it looks like we're injured, so then people would believe our injuries so we get gold medals?
Well, I guess you could do that.
Alright, so let's go do something dangerous and record ourselves so we have proof that we are injured.
Ooh,
so,
dude, I'm gonna jump off your roof. Head first!
Yeah, do that!
Yeah!
And I'm gonna run and jump down my stairs and, like, fall.
Ooh, nice choice.
You guys might actually get seriously injured.
And then we wouldn't be cheaters, now would we, Cody?
No, I guess you wouldn't.
Alright, I'm gonna get my phone and record it. Cody, you don't need a handicap because you're blind.
But I'm not blind, I just wear glasses.
But if you took your glasses glasses off, then you'd still be blind.
I know I wouldn't.
I'm artistic.
Yeah, Jeffy can paint. So let's go fake our injuries, guys!
Woo!
All right, kids, you're all bandaged up. So what made your friend want to jump off the roof head first and then you drag his body in the road so he could get hit by a car?
We were trying to fake injuries so we could join the Olympics.
Oh, is that why you threw yourself down your stairs?
Yeah, I wanted to fake a broken leg.
Well, you broke it for real.
Well, we just thought that if we faked our injuries, we could compete against people with real injuries and get easy gold medals.
Oh, you mean the Paralympics? Huh, that's actually not a bad idea. You guys are actually injured, so I guess you could compete, and you'd probably win, too. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4 handicapped kids. You know, if I got a kid with cancer from the cancer ward, I bet we could actually compete in the real Paralympics and win a whole bunch of gold medals.
You think we could do that?
Yeah, I think so. Come on, let's go to Paris and compete. All right, kids, ready for the easiest gold medal you'll ever get?
Yeah!
Hello and welcome to the 2024 Paris Olympics. Today's basketball matchup winner will win this gold medal. Now let's meet the USA team, starting with LeBron James.
Sprite cranberry? That's too easy!
Next up, Steph McFlurry. I mean Curry. But damn.
Well,
next up, Nikola Jokic.
Give ball. I just want my horses.
Don't worry, buddy. You'll get back to your horses soon. Next up, Luka Doncic. And the final teammate, Caitlin Clark.
Me liking basketball.
I am,
that's a big thing. Play, Caitlin.
Thank you. Feels good. Yeah.
What the fuck? They're not handicapped at all. Those are superstars. Hold on. I gotta go talk to the announcer. Hey, man, what the fuck? You got a problem? Yeah, I got a problem. This is supposed to be the Paralympics. Why is LeBron James out there? He's not handicapped. Oh, well, this isn't the Paralympics. This is the Paris Olympics. The Paralympics are next week. Oh, I am so stupid. But still, I have a lot of questions. Why are Luka Doncic and Nikola Jokic out there? They're not even from America. Why are they on the USA team? Oh, they just wanted to get easy gold medals. Yeah, I actually had the same idea, except I was trying to cheat against handicapped people. But still, those are kids. Why are you even allowing them to compete in this competition? Well, nobody wanted to go up against those guys. Yeah, that does make sense. Yeah. Well, kids, we're fucked. Just play your hardest, but we're definitely getting silver medals. Let's get started!
Junior, I think we're gonna get destroyed.
Go!
What are we supposed to do?
I guess, should we go over there?
Grab my horse.
Oh, damn. The whole USA team just scored one big slam dunk. Is that legal? Can they do that? Can they just embarrass us on international TV like that? You know, that kid over there in the wheelchair has cancer. His mom is watching. And he's not even faking. He really has cancer.
All right, Cody. I'm going to inbound it to you.
No, Junior. LeBron is right on me.
Me and my son play on the same team.
I know, LeBron.
Hey, LeBron. There's a Sprite cranberry over there.
What? Where?
Run, Cody.
Oh, hey, Mr. Steph Curry. I heard your wife wants other men.
Ha!
Hey, Cody, pass me the ball!
I like horses.
Jeffy, Joseph's open in the corner!
Okay!
Why would you pass it to the kid in the body cast?
That's a ball! That's a ball, right?
Yes, LeBron, that's your ball. It went out of bounds.
Give me.
Curry from half court!
Bang! Curry from half court! Timeout. Did you not just see Steph Curry kick the kid in the wheelchair? No. I'm gonna go check on him.
Yeah, Curry fan! That's what I call my Curry!
Kid, are you okay?
Coach, I'm gonna miss my chemo appointment.
Okay, that's it. We forfeit. This is just sad. Team Handicap forfeits. Team USA wins. Come get your medals, boys. Congratulations on the gold medal, Nikola.
I don't give shit about medal. I want to play with horses.
Congrats, Luca.
I just want to play Xbox.
Congratulations, LeBron.
I'm gonna celebrate this victory with a Sprite cranberry.
Congrats, Chef Curry. And congratulations, Caitlin Clark.
I have penis.
Hello and welcome to the next Olympic event, the 100-meter freestyle swim. Now let's introduce the first Olympic athlete, 23-time gold medal winner, Michael Phelps. And going up against him, a bunch of handicapped kids.
Well, kids, this isn't fucking fair.
How am I going to swim with crutches?
I guess you don't. I didn't bring any goggles. Okay, Jeffy, do you have an excuse? Oh, I guess he's chicken. Well, I guess it's up to Joseph to beat Michael Phelps, then.
Swimmers, are you ready? On your marks, get set, swim! Oh, damn, look at Michael Phelps go!
Oh, damn, he's going! Go, Joseph, go!
I think he needs a push.
Oh, I got him.
Joseph, you're swimming like you're drowning.
I guess the stereotype is right. People in full body cast can't swim.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the kid on the stretcher's drowning. He is drowning. Michael Phelps is almost at the end. Michael Phelps wins. Congratulations, Michael Phelps, on winning another gold medal.
Ah, great, Joseph. Now we lost. You just stay at the bottom of the pool and think about what you did.
Hello and welcome to the final Olympic event, the 100-meter dash. Our first runner for Team Jamaica is Usain Bolt.
Every little thing is gonna be all right.
And going up against him, once again, a bunch of handicapped kids.
All right, kids, who's ready to go up against Usain Bolt? I have bad knees because of my fibromyalgia.
Yeah, and I broke my legs from in crutches.
I have cancer, but I can try to roll fast enough, coach.
Oh, good idea. You and Jeffy try to go after him.
Go after him? Don't you mean go against him?
No, you will be behind him.
Runners, on your mark, get set, go!
Jeffy, why aren't you running?
Oh, that's what I'm supposed to do?
Yes, it's a race.
Oh, you're supposed to race him?
Yes.
Well, what do I get?
Well, if you win, you get a medal.
Do I want that?
Yes, of course you want that.
All right, I'll try.
Oh, Usain Bolt is hauling ass. There's no way anyone's catching him. Oh, look at that. Jeffy's coming from behind. No diddy. Oh, it looks like it's going to be a photo finish. And, oh, I don't know who won. It's too close to call. We're going to have to let the judge review the results.
And what's your excuse?
My wheelchair wheel's locked, coach.
Such a quitter.
Congratulations, men, on tying and both winning gold medals.
I still believe I won. But you know what? Every little thing's going to be all right.
Oh, my God, I did it. I actually won a gold medal. I mean, we did it. Yay.
Well, good.
Well, kids, you tried your heart out of your asses off, and Jeffy actually won a gold medal.
Well, isn't that like all of our gold medals since we're like a team?
No, it's his because he earned it. Isn't Joseph still at the bottom of the pool? I'm ready for movie night.
What movie do you guys want to watch?
Let's watch a comedy.
Oh, I got something hilariously bad. We should watch 80 for Brady. We can take a shot every time it sucks. I think we can black out in the first 10 minutes.
Aw, it looks like a cute movie to me.
Yeah, cute.
Hungry time.
What?
Oh, Jeffy has a hungry bell. Whenever he's hungry, he rings that bell.
McDonald's.
We'll get you McDonald's.
Nuggies.
We'll get you nuggies.
Sauce.
We'll get you sauce.
Is he going to do this the whole movie?
Jeffy, if you be quiet the entire movie and don't ring your bell, we'll get you McDonald's.
Okay.
All right, I'll go put the movie in.
Looks like I'm sitting pretty, boys. I got 20.
Yeah, well, I have two kings.
21, you all lose.
Damn it!
Gosh darn it!
Go ahead, bake my chips. I'm loaded, baby. But while you're at it, go ahead and get me some more.
I'm out, guys.
Oh, yeah, maybe you'd actually turn a profit if you didn't sell 20 chicken nuggets for a dollar, you piece of shit.
Yeah, I'll screw you, Ronald.
Oh, yeah, sit and spin on it, Burger King, piece of shit.
Hey, leave Burger King alone.
And don't get me started on you, Wendy. Always fresh, never frozen, my ass. You're telling me they kill the cows at the slaughterhouse, then they take all that bloody meat and they load it into the truck. Never frozen, by the way. And then they drive that shit all around the United States, rotting, because it's never frozen, because freezing, it would be way too safe. Just drive around dropping it off at your locations. If your meat is never frozen, then my balls are never soft. And that shit is highly unlikely.
Well, at least our ice cream machines aren't broken.
And don't get me started on your Frosties. You're telling me you gotta dip your french fries in ice cream to make it taste good? My shit is always good. Michael Jackson loved our shit. And you know what? He even wanted a fry machine in his house. Hey, where are my chips?
They're on the way, sir.
Good. I'm getting a call. It's my manager, Steve.
I'm sorry, sir. No phones at the table?
I am betting $100,000 a hand. I'm losing my ass out here. I'm loaded, baby. And you're trying to tell me I can't be on my phone at the table? What are you, my mother?
I'm very sorry, sir.
Yeah, you are. Now, where's my chips?
I'm on it.
Hey, Steve. What's going on, baby?
Ronald, did you take $10 million out of our corporate savings?
Oh, no! You tell me that someone took $10 million out of my savings account that has billions in it? Oh, whatever will I do?
Ronald, you can't be spending money that recklessly.
Who says I'm spending it, Steve?
Are you at a casino?
Yeah, I live here, Steve. They give me free rooms. They know me by name.
You're not betting $100,000 per hand again, are you?
No.
Here are your chips, sir, in $100,000 increments.
Thank you. Bet it all.
You want me to bet $4 million on one hand?
Yeah, yeah. And let it ride.
We can only let it ride if it wins.
Okay, well, if it wins, let it ride.
Got it.
Hey, let it ride.
Ronald, our earnings are down in January.
Okay, who gives a shit, Steve? Just make like another Travis Scott burger. Ooh, or a Nicki Minaj meal. I got one. An Ariana Grande McCafe meal. Or a Drizzy Drake chicken nugget meal, Steve.
That's actually a pretty good idea, Ronald. Don't worry, we'll find somebody famous.
Yeah, yeah, but if you find someone, make sure they're A-list. I'm talking big time, like Hollywood. I'm talking Robert Downey Jr. I'm talking Eddie Murphy. I'm talking Robert Pattinson. I really liked his last work.
Okay, Ronald, I think I have just the person in mind. He's the most famous.
Okay, perfect. Talk your shit, Steve. What happened to my chips?
Well, we let it ride. You got 3 blackjacks in a row, and then you lost on the 4th one.
Oh, perfect. You know what? How about I, get some more chips?
You really shouldn't be spending all that money.
Well, you know what, Wendy? You really shouldn't be such a square, just like your burgers, piece of shit.
This movie's fun.
I hate my life.
I think this movie is giving me AIDS. I think if I took a blood test right now, I would test positive for AIDS. My spine hurts. I feel like I'm getting the flu.
They should take away one of his Super Bowl rings from making this movie.
At least one.
McDonald's, Tom?
Yes, please. I'll drive.
Well, you're drunk.
Yeah, well, I would rather kill a family of 6 in a fiery car accident than watch another second of this film.
Wait, but we're not going to finish the movie?
No. Come on.
I'll drive.
I'm going to finish the movie.
All right, Steve, which A-list celebrity meal did you make for me? Is it the Drizzy Drake box? Or maybe the Adam Sandler burger?
Well, we couldn't get any of those people, Ronald, but we got somebody even better, and he was even in an Adam Sandler movie.
You got me David Spade?
Nope.
Rob Schneider?
Nope, even better. We got Kerwin Frost.
The Snowman? Oh, you know what, Steve? It's a month late, but I like where you're going with this. Christmas in January. It could be big.
No, no, no. Kerwin.
Like the green Muppet dude, the frog? Steve, the Muppet meal. Steve, that's Steve. Genius, Steve. Kids love the Muppets. They're gonna eat that shit up, Steve, with it big with your head, Steve. Yes.
But no, that's Kermit, Ronald. I'm saying Kerwin. Kerwin Frost.
Is he like a Disney Channel star?
No, he created the Spaghetti Boys.
Is that a cartoon?
No, it's a clothing brand. See, his face is right here on the box.
Steve, please. Please tell me. Please tell me that's Snoop Dogg's son.
No, that's Kerwin Frost.
So it's not Snoop Dogg's son.
No.
I got a question for you. It's very important. When you decided to make this box, did you just walk out of your office, walk down the street maybe a couple feet, and just point the first freaking person you saw and just say, hey, do you want your face and your name on a McDonald's box? Do you want a meal named after you? Is that what you did, Steve?
Yeah.
Steve. Okay, Steve. If I go outside right now, and I walk and find a 10-year-old, and I ask him, hey, Do you know who Kerwin Frost is? Is he gonna tell me yes, Steve?
No, but this is an adult Happy Meal.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me change the situation for you, Steve. If I go outside, and I go for a little walk, and I find a 20-year-old, and I ask him, hey, do you know who the hell Kerwin Frost is? Is he gonna tell me yes, Steve?
No.
And Steve, if I go up to you, right here, right now, and I ask you, hey Steve, before you made this shitty-ass box, do you know who the hell Kerwin motherfucking Frost is? Are you gonna tell me yes, Steve?
No.
Then why the hell is he on my box, Steve?
Well, Ronald, if you collect all the nuggets and the gold nugget, you can meet Kerwin Frost.
Yeah, collect 6 nuggets to meet Kerwin Frost? Now, if it was collect 6 nuggets to meet Drake? Drake? Are you serious, Drake? I would be eating this shit up. I'd be buying a Happy Meal every minute of every day. And I'd be fighting people over that shit. Oh, Steve, how many of these gold nuggets did you release, Steve?
Well, we only sold one.
Okay. Here's where you're gonna go, Steve. You're gonna go find Drake. And I'm gonna go find this golden nugget. Cause I think I wanna meet this Kerwin Frost fella. That way I can punch him in the face, Steve!
Alright, we're back.
You guys missed a really cute ending to that movie.
I highly doubt that. But we get adult Happy Meals and it's the Kerwin Frost box.
Who's Kerwin Frost?
You don't know who Kerwin Frost is?
No.
Me neither. But his face is on a Happy Meal, so he must be pretty famous. Whatever the kids are into these days.
Look, I got the golden chicken nugget!
Oh, that's cool. I wonder what I got. Let me see here. Oh, looks like I got Kerwin Frost himself.
I got some old lady who looks like Medea.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, it says right here that if you collect all of them, you can meet Kerwin Frost. I'm good. You guys good?
Yeah, I'm good. I don't ever have to meet him.
Yeah, I'm good. Oh, Marvin, somebody's at your door. Can I please answer it? I love answering other people's doors. It's so much fun.
Sure.
Oh, I'm gonna show him my Kerwin Frost. He's gonna love it. Hello? You wanna see my Kerwin Frost?
What the hell did you just say?
Kerwin Frost.
Let me ask you something. Do you know who the hell Kerwin Frost is?
No.
All right, give me that shit. Get out of my way.
I wonder who is at the door.
Hey there.
Ronald McDonald.
Ronald Donald.
That's right.
What are you doing here?
I have one very important question for you toots. Before this bullshit happened, do either of you know who the shit Kerwin Frost is?
I have no idea who he is.
Perfect. Gold star. What about you, Twinkle Toes?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, good. Now, I'm gonna need that golden nugget.
But I want to meet Kerwin Frost.
Do you want to die?
Just give it to him, Jeffy.
But I already sold it on eBay.
You sold it on eBay? The hoe!
Him?
Oh, we meet again, Ronald.
The Burger King.
I'll just be taking this golden nugget. I want to meet Kerwin Frost.
Do you even know who he is?
Nobody pisses you off and I love it.
I ought to come up there and beat your ass.
Bring it on, clown boy.
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Ready? Fight.
Come on, your majesty.
Put up your dukes, you tool.
I've been practicing my boxing. Come on.
Before we fight, Ronald, I just have one question.
What is it this time?
Do you have any cavities?
Hell no, I don't have any cavities.
I bet you don't brush your teeth.
Bullshit! Look,
I'm gonna enjoy this!
Die! Choke on it. Die! Good night, Ronald.
That's better. I fucking hate that guy. So, why do you guys eat McDonald's and not Burger King? Our burgers are flame broiled.
Well, I like the taste of your food more, but back in 2020, I threw up a lot. I got, like, food poisoning, and so I'm never gonna eat it again.
I'm sorry. Well, what about you?
The croissant sandwich is the tip.
Yes, my man! High five! Hell yes. Yeah, so, I mean, I guess I could take off, but, like, you guys want some free Burger King?
No, I'm good.
No? Okay. Sure, I mean, it's not Kerwin Frost, but it's...
I don't even know who that is.
Me neither.
So, guys, today we're gonna fly this kite!
Oh, dude, that's gonna be so fun!
Junior, why would we fly a kite?
Because that's what they're built to do. Fly. Duh.
Have you never flew a kite before?
Yeah. Hey, Joseph. Why is that airplane in the sky?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know. It's like it was meant to fly or something. I mean, I guess a kite can have other purposes. I mean, I guess you could use it as toilet paper, but that'd be uncomfortable.
No, Junior. I mean, it's storming outside, so why would we fly a kite?
Is it against the rules to fly a kite during a storm?
No, it's just a bad idea.
Well, why? There's so much wind during a storm. I think it would be a good idea to fly a kite during wind.
Yeah.
You know, I think kites only work with wind. Cody, you're so dumb.
What, you know what else there is in a storm?
What?
Lightning!
I know. That's why I put a key right here, so we can discover electricity.
It's already been discovered.
Duh, I know that, Cody. I'm not stupid. How do you think there's lights on in the house? I know there's electricity. I just want to discover it again.
If it's already been discovered, why would you try to discover it again?
Because of the first caveman that made a fire. Does that mean that we can't make any more fires?
What?
Yeah, you're stupid. So let's go fly this kite outside.
Bad idea.
Alright, guys, are you ready to fly this kite?
Dude, it's gonna go so high!
Yeah, it's gonna go over the trees like...
This is a bad idea, guys.
No, it's not!
We're gonna get struck by lightning because you taped a key to the top of the kite.
We're gonna discover electricity like Benjamin Button.
You mean Benjamin Franklin, who already discovered it?
Benjamin Franklin discovered the $100 bill, that's why he's on it.
Duh, dude, it's so hard to find.
Yeah, alright, guys, so on the count of three, we're gonna release the kite in the air, okay?
Okay.
3, 2, 1... Guys, what happened?
It's struck by lightning, you idiot.
Oh,
there's so much pain.
Oh, it hurts. Guys, let's go back to my house.
Okay.
We can make it. Cody, I don't feel good.
Yeah, of course not, because we got struck by lightning because you're an idiot and wanted to fly a kite during a thunderstorm.
Why didn't you try to talk me out of it?
I did.
Oh, are we going to die?
I don't think so. We're pretty lucky, actually. Only 1 out of 1.2 million people get struck by lightning, and 6,000 of those die.
So what you're saying is we should buy lottery tickets because we're so lucky?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, dude, I don't feel too good.
Me either.
Yeah, I feel really thirsty. I wish I had a bottle of water.
What? Cody!
What, am I a bottle of water?
Yeah, you're a bottle of water!
Dude, that's crazy!
Well, how's that even possible?
I don't know. I was just thinking about a bottle of water, and I turned into a bottle of water.
What? Joseph.
What, dude?
Do you think when we got struck by lightning, it gave Cody superpowers?
No way, that'd be crazy, dude!
That'd be insane!
Well, maybe, yeah, I guess it's possible.
Oh my god, so like, can you like morph into anything?
I don't know, maybe just a bottle of water, that would suck.
Oh, you should try to morph into something else, like, you should morph into a computer mouse.
Okay, let me try it. Hey guys, I'm a computer mouse!
Cody's a computer mouse!
Whoa, dude, that's crazy!
You really can morph into anything!
Yeah, I guess so.
But can you turn back into yourself, though?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so, I don't want to be a computer mouse forever. Here we go. Okay, guys, do I look like me?
Oh, no, Joseph. He's uglier than usual.
Oh, man, I didn't think it was possible.
Guys, do I look like me or not?
I don't know. Have you always had, like, 30 pimples on your face?
What, guys?
And have you always had 4 eyes?
What? Okay, instead of making fun of me, this is serious. I have superpowers.
Well, how come we all don't have superpowers? We all got struck by lightning.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you do. Just try something.
Okay, Joseph, what kind of powers do you think we have?
I don't know, but I gotta pee, dude. Come on, dude.
Joseph, did you just go pee?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Wait. He ran, like, super fast.
Yeah, he did. Joseph, I think you have super speed.
Wait, what are you talking about, dude?
You ran, like, really fast.
Wait, you think I have super speed?
Yeah. Run around the house real quick and see how long it takes you.
Okay. Whoa, dude, I ran really fast. I guess I do have super speed.
Yeah, you do. You ran around the house, like, really fast. You see that, Cody?
What?
Wait, Cody, why are you a tape dispenser?
Because I'm just sticking around.
What?
That's dumb.
I guess my jokes just aren't sticking.
You can morph into anything. You can't morph into a good comedian?
Yeah, dude, tell a better joke.
Yeah, why don't you morph into a book of jokes and then read yourself?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so you can morph into anything. And Joseph's super speed. Mm-hmm. Hey, Joseph, can you give me a Hawaiian punch downstairs?
Yeah, sure, dude. Here you go. My bad for taking so long. I had to go down the stairs and then open the refrigerator.
Yeah, it's okay, Joseph. I mean, it was pretty quick. Yeah. Okay, so you can morph into anything, and Joseph has super speed. So what do I have?
Maybe you have super strength.
Super strength? That'd be really cool. Ooh, Cody, can you morph into something heavy to see if I have super strength?
Okay. Okay, Junior, I morphed into a cannonball. These are heavy, they're like 1,000 pounds.
Hey, Cody, if you're gonna morph into something heavy, why didn't you morph into your mom?
Yeah, dude, she's huge.
Yeah, she's really fat.
Okay. Alright, Junior, I morphed into my mom. Now you're gonna call her fat to her face?
Hey, look, Joseph, Cody turned into a big fat whale.
Oh.
Alright, guys, if I can lift up Cody's big fat whale mom, then I definitely have super strength, okay?
Okay, dude.
Okay, she weighs like 20 tons.
Ew.
Dude, gross!
You just fart?
Sorry, guys, it just slipped out.
Wait, is that your superpower? To fart really hard?
No, it just slipped out, because Chef Pee-Pee made beans last night.
That's gross, Junior.
Shut up! Look, I'm trying to lift you up again.
Disgusting,
stop
dude!
Farting.
I can't help it; it just keeps slipping out.
I think that's your superpower.
No, it's not my superpower. Farting is not my power.
Yeah, your superpower is farting, dude. My superpower is super speed, so you know I'm good at tag. Tag, you're it.
Well, tag, you're it.
Ow, dude!
What happened?
I felt like you shocked me or something.
Wait, really, Cody? Does this hurt?
Ow! Yeah, it's like a little static shock.
Like a shock?
Yeah. Ow! Stop it! Stop doing that.
Wait a minute. So my superpower is that I can shock people, and I can fart really loud, and it smells bad, right?
Yeah.
And you can morph into anything.
Yeah.
And you have super speed.
Oh, yeah.
We could be superheroes.
I guess.
Oh, my stomach's rumbling. Hey, Cody, can you, like, morph into a sandwich or something?
Okay. All right, Junior, I'm a roast beef sandwich.
Ew, I don't want to eat a roast beef sandwich.
Oh, come on, I'm delicious.
But, like, if I eat you, will you die?
Oh, I hadn't really thought about that.
And if I take a bite of you, like, what part of your body goes missing?
I don't think I want to try that.
Ooh, guys, I got an idea. Why don't we prank Chef Pee-Pee and put Cody on the kitchen counter, and then Chef Pee-Pee might think he's a real sandwich.
Ooh, dude, that's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do that.
Chef Pee-Pee's cooking again. It might make you fart, so take lots of tips. Oh, baby.
Ooh, I think I need salt and pepper now. Ooh, how you doing, little roast beef sandwich? You look good. Who left you in here? You look better than what I'm cooking right now. Do you mind if I take a little bite out of you?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Chef Phoebe.
What's wrong with you?
Chef Phoebe thought you were a sandwich.
Yeah, I even got a little tongue action. If that's how he treats a roast beef sandwich, maybe I should turn into a whole Arby's. I do have the meat.
All right, guys, we were blessed with superpowers, so we should use them for good.
Screw that. I just made out with Chef Pee-Pee as a sandwich. Imagine what I could do with other foods. Oh, man, I could even turn into a truck stop toilet seat. Imagine the possibilities.
Ew, dude, that's gross.
Yeah, that's disgusting, Cody.
Maybe for you.
Well, I mean, if anybody's going to use their power for bad, Joseph would go rob a gas station and nobody would even see him.
Wait, I can do that?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't do it.
Dude, I'll be right back. Oh, dude, look at all this cash I got.
Wait, you just robbed a gas station for all its money.
Hey, I didn't take all of the money. I only took the big bills. They're not going to miss those.
Well, since you guys are going to use your powers for bad, I'm going to use mine for good.
Junior, how are you going to help people by farting and zapping?
Yeah, those are the worst powers, dude.
Well, they're not bad powers.
Yeah, they're pretty lame powers, Junior.
They're not lame!
Whoa, Junior, calm down. You're not you when you're hungry.
What?
I said you're not you when you're hungry. I'm a Snickers, Junior. Get it?
What? They make blue Snickers?
Yeah, I'm crispy.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to show you guys that my powers aren't lame and I can actually help somebody with them.
I want to throw up. Oh, my God. I can't believe I made out with Cody.
What's wrong, Chef Pee-Pee?
Oh, thank God you're here, Junior. Don't tell anybody, but I made out with your weird friend, Cody.
You made out with Cody? Why would you do that?
Look, I was trying to eat a roast beef sandwich, and then he disappeared. I don't know what's going on, but I want to throw up.
You want to throw up? I think I can help with that.
Oh, God.
All right, guys, I did something good. I made Chef Pee-Pee throw up.
How is that good?
Well, he wanted to throw up because he made out with Cody.
I'm a ping pong paddle.
Yeah, he's a ping pong paddle, dude.
Well, if you're a ping pong paddle, what part of you is the ball?
Why don't you grab onto it while I turn back to normal and find out?
No, thanks.
I'm going to go to Mexico. Man, there's a lot of murders there.
Wait, is it hot there?
Yeah, they got some good quesadillas, too, but yeah, it is hot.
Oh, I want to turn into a ping pong paddle and go to Mexico.
Sorry, Junior, your powers are just lame.
Yeah, they suck, dude.
Well, my powers might be lame, but I'm cool. Like, I'm cool as a person, right?
Oh, you're cool, huh? Ooh, it's me, Junior. I'm so cool.
But Cody, you can't be me. I'm me.
No, it's me, Junior, and I love the movie Big Hero 6.
But I would never say that. You take that back.
Yeah, and the sun is actually a star, not a planet.
I would never say that.
Yeah, and Cody's mom's actually really skinny. She's not fat at all.
That's a lie.
Which one's the real one? Which one's the real one?
But Joseph, you can't be serious. I'm the real Junior.
No, I'm the real Junior. Joseph, don't you remember that time when we did that one thing?
Oh, yeah, dude, I do remember. You're the real one.
Well, no, Joseph, I'm the real one. Look, he has glasses on.
Well, didn't you have glasses before?
No, I'm the real Junior. Look.
Ow, dude, that hurt. Yeah, you're the real one, dude. That hurt.
Yeah, I have the shocky powers. He doesn't have shocky powers.
Oh, well, it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, you just stay you, Cody.
Okay.
Unless you want to turn into Chef Pee Pee and screw with my dad.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Then that'd be really funny. Okay, turn into Chef Pee Pee and go screw with my dad.
Okay.
Whoa, you're Chef Pee Pee!
Hey there, Junior. Ooh, I'm fine.
Now go screw with my dad.
Okay.
Oh, man, I can't wait to watch TV.
Hey, Junior's dad.
Wait, Chef Pee Pee, what are you doing in my room? Go in the kitchen and cook something.
Mind if I hop in bed with you?
Hop in bed with me?
Yeah.
Any other day, I would say no. But those glasses look banging on you, so pop a squat.
All right. So what are you watching?
Charlie and Friends.
Oh, it's a pretty good show.
You like it?
Yeah. Like I like you.
I like you too.
So, Joseph, do you think Cody's pranking my dad?
Oh, yeah. He's getting your dad real good, dude.
Oh, man, your dad.
So, Cody, did you prank my dad?
You said screw with your dad.
Yeah, like you pranked him, like you screwed with him.
Oh, I didn't prank him.
What? So then what'd you do with him?
We wrestled.
What? You beat up my dad?
No. Oh, no, dude, he beat up your dad!
Wow, you think just because you have superpowers, you can go beat up people's dads?
No, I didn't beat him up.
Wow, you beat him up. Well, what if I beat you up?
Well, you wouldn't hit a washing machine, would you?
Wait, what?
I'm a washing machine, Junior, so if you try to hit me, you're gonna hurt your hand. And I'm on the rinse cycle, dork.
Well, just because you have really cool powers doesn't mean you can beat up my dad.
Yeah, well, maybe your superpowers shouldn't be so crappy.
My powers aren't crappy.
They are pretty crappy, dude.
Junior's crappy superpowers, and I'm a washing machine.
Junior has crappy powers. Junior has crappy powers.
Yeah, I can shoot lightning out of my body, which means I'm gonna electrocute you, Cody.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm a balloon, Junior, so you can't shock me.
How is that gonna stop me?
Because I'm made out of rubber and I don't conduct electricity.
We'll see about that. Oh, I'm so sorry, Joseph. You made me shock, Joseph. I'm gonna pop you.
No, you're not.
Hold on. I got a needle.
Oh, come on. You don't gotta do that.
And now that you're laying there all hurt, Cody, I'm gonna electrocute you! Cody, I'm gonna electrocute you again!
Didn't work. I'm gonna turn into a hunky dude. Guess I already am.
What? Did we lose our powers? Wait, Joseph, try to run around.
Okay, dude.
What? That sucks.
Yeah, dude.
We lost our powers!
Well, whose fault is that?
Yours for beating up my dad?
Well, it's your fault for electrocuting me for beating up your dad.
Well, you shouldn't have beat up my dad in the first place!
Yeah, well, your powers were sucky anyway.
That's it! Just, I did have sucky powers!
The dinner's almost ready! Hey, Chef Pee Pee, or should I call you Cody? Because that's what you wanted me to call you, right?
What?
Oh, yeah. Should I call you Juicy Fruit? Because it was great, but it didn't last long.
What are you talking about?
Look, if you're ready for round two, you know where to find me. I'm not even gonna ask. I'm not even gonna ask.
Gonna go catch me some food. Wait, what's this?
You are here. Hey, look, it's me. Meet me here. Creepy hunt in the woods.
Okay. Saying to come here?
Come in.
So, who's here?
It's me!
Ah! I thought you died!
No, they tried to kill me. My stupid son shot me in the head. Good thing I'm hard-headed.
But the van exploded.
I jumped out, big whoop!
Well, listen, I don't want to talk to you. You got me in trouble.
What if I told you I could make you rich?
I'm listening.
How about this time? Instead of kidnapping Jeffy, we kidnap a whole bus full of kids. They'll give us like 20 million to get all those brats back.
Okay, I like it, I like it.
Okay, so tomorrow morning, go out and steal a school bus and bring it back here.
All right.
Jeffy, it's time to go to school.
Hey, Danny, can I miss school today since it's my birthday?
No, Jeffy, you're not going to miss school.
Come on, Marvin. Let him miss the day of school for his birthday.
But today's Monday. It's the first day of school.
Oh, yeah. Jeffy, you can't miss the first day of school. It's the most important day.
You guys suck. I hate you.
Marvin, I am kind of nervous. I think I have PTSD after what happened last year.
Listen, his mom's dead. There's no way he's going to get kidnapped again.
Okay.
Hey, Danny, after school, can we go to the strip club so I can get my willy wet?
No, Jeffy, go to the bus stop.
Fine.
Oh, is that a dog in the road? Oh, no, 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 no. I hit a poor maroon dog. Why, God? Why?
Now, how do you start this thing? Oh, yeah, down here. Yeah, listen to that baby purr.
Hey, who's that, my boss? Hey, get back here with my boss right now. Hey, hey. Oh, God damn it.
Oh, man, I don't want to go back to school.
I know, I hate it, dude.
Well, today's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Jeffy.
Yeah, happy birthday, dude.
It sucks your birthday's on the first day of school.
But he gets the best gift of all, education.
Oh, I just want to punch Cody.
Yeah, you're such a nerd, Cody. Shut up. No one likes school like you do. Oh, look, guys, it's the bus. Maybe the teacher will let you go home early today because it's your birthday.
Yeah, maybe. And hopefully there's strippers in the classroom.
Yeah, hopefully. Let's go. Hey, where's our old bus driver?
He called in sick.
Okay.
Junior, why is Screwball our bus driver?
He said Jackie Chew called in sick.
But isn't he a kidnapper?
Dude, he's a clown.
Yeah, he's trying to turn his life around, Cody. Stop trying to profile him.
Yeah, okay, but if we get kidnapped, I'm gonna be mad.
We're not gonna get kidnapped. We're going to school.
He stole my goddamn bus. That piece of shit. What? Oh, my bus! Hey, motherfucker! Give me my bus back! Give me my goddamn bus back!
Guys, Jackie Chew's banging on the window.
Junior, I don't think we're going to school.
Uh-oh. Hey! 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 I'm gonna get you, you motherfucker!
Did you get the bus full of kids?
Yeah, I have the bus full of kids.
Is Jeffy on it?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so or yes?
Both.
Are you sure it's really him this time?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, just bring him back to the house.
All right, I'm on my way.
So, Marvin, what are we going to get Jeffy for his birthday this year?
Well, he's 19 years old and he already has a car.
Then why did he take the bus to school?
So he can see his friends for his birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was thinking maybe we could sign for an apartment for him.
No, Marvin, he can't move out!
Well, he's 19 years old, baby. He has to move out eventually.
He's in the fifth grade, Marvin.
Yeah, he's 19 years old in the fifth grade. Isn't that a little weird?
Yeah.
Who's at the door?
Hello?
Piece of shit! Piece of shit stole my bus!
What?
Somebody stole a bus with all the kids in it!
What, someone stole the bus with the kids in it!
Yeah, I need to come inside and use your phone!
Oh, come inside! Baby, baby, baby! Where's my phone?
What's wrong, Marvin?
A clown stole a bus with all the kids in it!
Marvin, you said Jeffy wouldn't get kidnapped!
Well, listen, we just gotta figure out what's going on. So what exactly happened?
So I was driving the bus, and then all of a sudden I see Baroon Dog in the road. And I stop the bus, get out and check on the Baroon Dog, and then the clown jump in the bus and steal the bus with all the kids in it!
Is the Balloon Dog okay?
No, he popped.
Oh, no!
So everything you did was pointless?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, let me grab my phone and you can call the cops. Here's my phone. It's already ringing.
Hello? 911, what's your emergency?
A clown stole my bus with all the kids in it.
A clown stole your bus with all the kids in it?
Yes!
Is this some kind of prank call?
No, it was a black clown with orange hair and he stole my bus.
Okay, what color is your bus?
Yellow.
What, like a school bus?
Yes.
Oh, well, that explains why there'd be kids in it. Okay, I'll tell my officers to look for a school bus with kids in it. But it is the first day of school, so it might take us a while to find the right one. But it is being driven by a clown, so I guess that's different.
Okay, thank you.
What'd he say?
He's gonna do it.
Oh my God, Jeffy got kidnapped again on his birthday!
Poor Jeffy!
Oh man, Simmons, I'm so glad we found this dirt road we can park at. We can just sit here and take naps all day. Nobody ever comes by here.
Yeah, we're literally getting paid to sleep.
Yeah, this is the life. Wait, hold on, I'm getting a call. What? Oh man, it's the chief. Hello?
Officer Guy?
Yeah, it's me, chief. Me and Simmons are doing so much work. We're arresting so many people.
Oh yeah, so many people.
Yeah, we are saving lives out here.
Well, I need you two to be on the lookout for a yellow school bus being driven by a clown.
Okay, what, why?
Well, apparently the clown stole the school bus and kidnapped the kids.
Okay, well, we'll be on the lookout for that. Okay, Simmons, the chief wants us to find a yellow school bus being driven by a clown. He was probably just getting pranked. Simmons, was that a clown driving a school bus?
Yeah, it looked like it.
Well, time to turn on the Wii-Woo lights.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
Oh, shit, he's running, Simmons. I think this is the stolen bus.
Pull over, jackass!
You're not getting away.
Guys, what do you think he's taking us?
Ooh, maybe Disney World.
Yeah, he's probably taking us to Disney World.
I don't think so.
Guys, the cops are behind us.
Oh, shit, the cops. Hold on.
What's going on?
I think the cops are following me.
Well, you better lose them.
All right, I'll try. Hold on, kids. It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
Mate, you should ram him.
What, ram him?
Ram him.
Okay, I'm gonna ram him.
Go, Dad, go!
All right, I'm gonna ram him. 3, 2, 1.
Son of a bitch, ram me.
Mate, he went to the field.
I know, but I fucked up the car.
What?
The car, I fucked it up. I knew I shouldn't have ran the bus. Let's just pull over and look at the damage.
Aw, man, Simmons, the police letters came off.
Mate, we got a bigger problem. We got a flat tire.
Yeah, but the police letters, though. Now how are people gonna know we're cops? We look like Walmart security.
Well, we got the blue lights.
Yeah, still not gonna help us stop the bus. Wait, I know where they're going. We can cut them off with a roadblock. Come on, Simmons!
Okay, Simmons, I know he's headed this way. So whenever he sees the roadblock, he's gonna stop and ask you to move. But then whenever he's stopped, I'm gonna run up and shoot him in the head with my police-issued Uzi with silencer and extended mag.
Alright, mate, sounds like a good plan. But what if he hits me?
He's not gonna hit you, Simmons. This is a cop car. That's illegal.
Alright.
Alright, let's shoot some clowns.
A roadblock, huh? You ram me, I'm gonna ram you!
He's not gonna hit that cop car, is he?
Oh, I hope so. Dude, that'd be sick!
Yeah, hit it!
Hit it! Hit it! Hit it!
Guys, that's my dad!
He's not gonna hit it. He hit it.
Ugh, this thing ain't got no airbag. Sorry.
He hit the cop car!
Oh, that was so sick, dude!
That was awesome.
That was the titties. I flew all the way to the front.
Now that he's disabled, I'm gonna give him some Uzi. Come here, clown, you're gonna die!
Dad, help me!
Oh, Penelope, I'm coming! Oh my God, Penelope!
How'd you like that RPG, huh?
What? You're still alive? Die, bitch! Oh no, I'm out of ammo!
Die, Copper! Got it, stupid ass. Get ready to join your daughter, you piece of shit. What'd you say?
Die! Well, I made sure she's dead this time. But I lost my daughter, I lost my partner, and I lost all those kids.
All right, Marvin, when Jeffy gets home from school, we can celebrate his big birthday blowout!
You do know he's kidnapped, right?
The cops are gonna save him, Marvin, and everything's going to be fine. We can have cake, we can blow up balloons, we can open presents, it's gonna be great!
How are you so happy?
Because, Marvin, I'm trying to distract myself!
That might be the cops at the door!
I hope so!
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Did you find Jeffy?
Kinda.
Okay, where is he?
Let me just come in and explain.
Okay. Baby, it was the cops!
Did he find Jeffy?
He said they did!
I said kinda.
So, where's Jeffy?
Wait, is it your birthday? I don't want to give you bad news on your birthday.
What? It's bad news?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not my birthday. It's Jeffy's birthday.
Oh, God!
We're going to have a big birthday blowout!
Oh, God!
Can you help us blow up these balloons?
Oh, God!
There's just so many pieces!
Oh, God!
When Jeffy sees this party, his face is going to explode.
Oh, God!
But we have to finish setting up, otherwise it's going to be a disaster!
Oh, God!
And I want this party to go perfect, because I don't want to kill a bunch of kids. Dreams.
Oh, God!
So where's Jeffy?
Well, we did manage to find the bus, and we managed to stop it, but just as I was running to save the kids, the bus got blown up by a rocket launcher.
What? A rocket launcher? Who shot that?
Jeffy's mom.
I thought she was dead!
Yeah, we thought so too, but it turns out she only got shot in the head. She didn't actually die. The bullet was just stuck in her skull. But don't worry, I shot her in the head a whole bunch of more times, so she's definitely dead now. There's no way she's coming back next year with a bunch of bullets in her face. That would just be silly.
So are the kids okay?
I thought we were past this. They got blown up by a rocket launcher.
Oh, my God, no!
Wait, 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 so Jeffy's dead?
Yes.
Oh, my God, baby, I can't believe this.
I mean, my daughter was on the bus, too, so she's dead. And my partner. So mine's kind of a little bit more sad, if you think about it. I mean, I don't want to make this into a pissing contest, but, you know, I mean, your kid was adopted. I actually had my kid, you know, adopted kid, blood kid. Seems a little worse to me.
It's gonna be okay.
And I'm still at work, you know, I gotta go around and tell people the kids are dead. That's sad. You know, I mean, throw some sympathy my way. Give me some boo-hoos. You know, I'm having a pretty rough day over
here. Oh, I can't believe Jeffy died. I'm sorry, were you saying something?
Never mind.
Oh, great. First my kid dead, and now they're throwing at the door.
I mean, I don't think you can really compare the two, but sure.
Oh, can you please answer the door with me? It might be someone scary.
How many scary people do you get at your door?
Can you please just answer the phone with me? Hello?
I'm sorry.
Marvin, it's the clown that kidnapped the kids!
Well, shoot him!
I don't have my gun!
I'm not.
Simmons? I thought you were dead!
No, I escaped the police car. Then I ran over to the bus and rescued the children.
Hey, Dad!
Penelope!
Jeffy!
Wait, but Simmons, where are the rest of the kids?
Oh, I dropped them off at their houses, and Junior wanted to hang out with his friends.
Oh, good. But wait, 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 wait. Simmons, how did you get out in time? I saw everything explode!
Oh, I'll tell you. Watch this flashback.
Oh, I gotta get the kids out of the bus!
Come on, kids, get off the bus!
That was a pretty cool flashback, Simmons.
Thanks, mate.
Come on inside!
Alright.
Baby, guess what?
What?
Mommy, I'm alive!
Oh my God, Jeffy, thank goodness! Hey, I'm alive too.
So that clown's gonna go to jail forever, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. Multiple kidnappings and attempted murder.
I didn't try to kill anybody.
You rammed the cop car with your bus.
Well, to be fair, we rammed him first.
I guess that's true. I guess they do kind of cancel each other out. But still, definitely the kidnappings, though.
Alright, listen. What if I can make you some pretty cool animal balloons? Then I won't go to jail, right?
Nice try, but no. Go wait in the cop car.
Okay.
Wait, so you're gonna just let him walk to the cop car?
He knows how to get there.
Marvin, now we can throw Jeffy's birthday party!
Yeah, you have a big birthday blowout!
And go to strip clubs!
Hey, I'm down. Simmons, drive us to the strip club!
We don't have a car, mate. It blew up in the explosion.
Wait, if we don't have a car, then how is the clown waiting in the car?
I don't know. I Ubered here.
Is the Uber still outside?
No.
Oh, he ran away. Yeah, the clown definitely ran away. This could very well happen again.
Wait, 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 wait. So, isn't that kind of cheap that the last movie had a big explosion and this movie had a big explosion?
I mean, hey, look, Star Wars blew up the Death Star twice. Actually, three times, if you think about it, if you count the new ones, you know, so we're original. We're fine.
Let's walk to the strip club.
Okay. Karen, that's not a microphone, it's a toilet brush!
Speak into the mic, Boynie, they can't hear you!
Karen, get that out of my face, it smells like poop.
Wait, you said it's a brush? Let me brush your hair!
Get that away from me, it's wet from all the piss water. It's a toilet brush, you use it to clean toilets.
Why wouldn't you just flush, Boynie?
Well, you use it after you flush in case there's leftovers.
Ew, what do I do with it now?
I don't know, throw it away at this point. Oh, yeah, that's just great. That's great, Karen. You know, sometimes I think my life would be better without you.
You don't mean that, Boynie!
Yes, I do. Look how fast I'm nodding. That's how much I mean it.
Flash me!
What the hell is that?
Buddy, help!
Shut up!
What the hell was that? Was that a flashbang? Wait, wait. They just kidnapped my wife! Oh my God. What am I gonna do? Woo! Yeah! Shake!
those knockers! Let me motorboat! Oh, this is the best day ever!
Whew! Ugh. Oh, man. Hose. That was great. Well, I guess I should probably call the cops and report my wife kidnapped.
I thought you called the cops.
Yeah, guy, what's going on? Somebody kidnapped my wife.
Your wife?
Yeah, we were just sitting on the couch minding our own business, and I was telling her how much happier I would be without her, and then all of a sudden these two random guys broke in, and they threw a flashbang at us, and they kidnapped her. And then I went to the strip club to grieve.
Well, why didn't you call us first?
Well, you know, I had to go to the strip club, you know, to grieve.
Wait a minute, guy, didn't you take out a huge life insurance policy on your wife just a few days ago?
Well, yeah, but that's because she got in her third car accident, and I figured, hey, if she's gonna die, I might as well make some money off of it.
Well, you know, mate, that does sound suspicious.
What? No. You guys don't actually think I hired somebody to kill my wife just because I told her I would be happier without her, and I took out a big life insurance policy on her, and I went to the strip club to celebrate. I mean, grieve.
All right, mate, put your hands behind your back.
What? No, come on, I didn't even do anything!
Well, let the judge decide that, guy.
Oh, come on, this is so bogus.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Puber, and today we will be hearing the case of Brooklyn Guy, who is being accused of arranging the kidnapping of his own wife. But first I'd like to thank our courtroom sponsor for today, Dragon City. Yes, that's right, today's trial is sponsored because our federal funding is quite limited. So everybody please direct your attention to the TV on the wall so we can watch an ad by Dragon City.
Hey there, Dragon Masters. I'm back with more tales from Dragon City. Just wait till I tell you what's new in the Dragon Realm. My Dragon Empire has grown massively. We're not just talking about a few dragons here and there. We're talking a full-blown dynasty. And the Dragon City roster is constantly adding unique creatures. It's like every time I log in, there's a new dragon waiting to join the Cody Kingdom. But being a Dragon Overlord isn't just about collecting. It's also about creation. The game's constantly evolving with even more magical habitats and buildings. And for the competitive players out there, the PvP battles are epic arenas built just for us. I've been defending my title and climbing higher and higher on the leaderboard. If there was a Dragon Master crown, it'd be sitting right here in my little puppet head. And the game wouldn't be the same without their challenges that require some real mental power. There are realms within realms, each with mysteries that'll test the limits of your dragon squad. In the social clubs, trading dragons has become the new stock market. There are also alliances that feel like being part of an exclusive club where everyone's just as dragon-obsessed as I am. And yes, I still sneak peeks at the other cities to make sure mine stays top tier. So if you haven't tried Dragon City yet, now's the time. Click the link in the description or scan the QR code to join. You'll get a special bundle with 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the legendary Neo Izumi Dragon to kick off your journey with a bang. Go build your own dragon empire now.
Thank you, Dragon City. So, we can proceed with the case. So, did you kill your wife or what?
No, Your Honor, I would never do anything bad to my wife. I mean, yeah, there are some days I wish it was legal for me to hit her, and there are some days I want to suffocate her with a pillow in her sleep. The sweet feeling of her gasping last breath as she dies would be the greatest feeling in the world. But every husband feels that way about their wife sometimes, right?
Yes, I can agree. My wife can get on my nerves sometimes, too. But I'm a little confused, though. When you realized your wife had been kidnapped, you went to the strip club. Why didn't you call 911?
Oh, well, I thought whoever kidnapped my wife would probably bring her back after 5 minutes because she's annoying as hell. Also, there was this stripper I've always wanted to pap, and I thought this would be my only chance to go to the strip club without my wife calling me asking me where I was.
Well, it's just a little suspicious that you didn't call the police. It's almost like you were celebrating that your wife had been kidnapped.
Oh, come on, Your Honor. I would never celebrate anything bad happening to my wife. You can ask anybody. They'll tell you I love her. Like, Simmons, don't I love my wife?
No.
But don't listen to Simmons. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Ask anybody else.
All right, then. Let's ask your daughter. Penelope, would you say your father hates his wife? Would he ever cause harm to her?
Oh, my dad hates her. He always says she's annoying, and he's always being mean to her. My dad likes to play Grand Theft Auto and run over women with a car, and he pretends it's his wife. He would definitely hire someone to kill her.
I see.
Oh, come on. Nuh-uh. Your Honor, I plead nuh-uh. Look, if you just give me a chance to clear my name, I promise I will do that.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I give you 12 hours to prove you are innocent. But if you can't prove you didn't do this, I will bang this gavel so hard and sentence you to the electric chair.
Deal, Your Honor. Out of my way.
Marvin, I want to get my nails done.
Baby, we're puppets. We don't have nails.
Aw, man.
Hey, guys.
You just walk into our house without asking or ringing the doorbell?
Yeah, it's really important. I'm in a lot of trouble.
What's going on?
Well, my wife got kidnapped.
Oh, no!
But your wife got kidnapped. Who would do that?
I don't know, but the worst part is everybody thinks I did it, and now I have 12 hours to prove my innocence or I'm going to get the electric chair.
What evidence do they have that you did do it?
Well, none, really. But I mean, hey, we need a problem, right?
Okay, so who do you think would kidnap your wife? Who would want her?
I don't know. I don't know who would want her. I don't even want her. I guess that's why I'm the prime suspect. I don't think anybody hates my wife more than I do. Hell, maybe I did do it and I just don't remember.
Did you do it?
No, I couldn't have done it.
Well, is there anyone that hates you and is trying to frame you?
Hates me? Me? I'm Brooklyn T guy. I carry these videos. Look at any top 10 list. I guarantee I'm number one. And if I'm number two, it's right after this bozo. Like, come on. Look at him. I mean, I carry those videos. No, nobody hates me.
Where am I on the list?
Oh, you're not even top 10. You're not even top 20. You're right at the bottom, right under Mr. Pig and Corn Dog.
Aww.
Okay, let's stay on track. Who do you think would kidnap your wife?
I don't know. I don't even know where you go to hire goons to kidnap wives. Oh, hold on, my phone's ringing. Maybe my wife... Okay, guys, what I was trying to say before I ran out like a babbling idiot and definitely didn't forget my line is hopefully they let my wife go and that's her calling me. But I can see from the caller ID it's not my wife. It's my ex-wife. Uh-oh. Why would she be calling? That's so wacky. Hello?
Ooh, hey there, Brooklyn guy. It's me, Deborah Dimpleware.
Hey there, Deborah.
Hey, look at me.
She sounds like Mr. Meeseeks. We didn't have a lot of options for voices. Deborah, what do you want?
I was just wondering if you picked up Penelope from school today.
Yes, I did, Deborah.
Oh, we thank you. And I saw what happened to your wife when she got kidnapped. Oh, what a shame. Who would do that? Not me.
Guys, I'm starting to think maybe Deborah kidnapped my wife.
Oh, so I was wondering if maybe you wanted to get back together.
There's the motive. Hey, Deborah, I think maybe you should come over so we can talk about this.
Ooh, is it gonna be food?
Yeah, there's gonna be food.
Ooh, is it gonna be a lot of food?
Yeah, a lot of food.
Ooh, we can do.
Okay, just call me when you get here. Actually, you know what? You don't have to. I'll hear the dump truck pulling in. Okay, guys, my ex-wife's on the way.
Wait, why is she coming here?
Well, because I'm 99% sure she kidnapped my wife. So if we can just record her admitting it, I can show that to the judge and I won't get the electric chair. Hopefully he'll give her the electric whale tank, because I don't think she's going to fit in a chair.
Okay, so what can we use to, like, motivate her to tell us?
Oh, food.
Well, what kind of food does she like?
Oh, any food. It doesn't matter. Anything with calories and fat, a lot of fat, lard, mayonnaise, butter. I mean, she'll eat anything you put in front of her. She's like a goat. I saw her eat a can one time.
Like a can of food?
Yeah, like a can of SpaghettiOs. She couldn't open it, so she just ate the whole damn can.
She just ate the whole can?
Yeah, the whole thing. She has a stomach like a trash compactor.
Okay, well, then we need to grab some food.
Yeah, let's go get the food. Okay, Marvin, I got the food.
Whoa, is this for all of us to share?
Oh, no, this is just for Deborah.
What, she can eat all this?
Marvin, this is like a light snack for her. She's probably going to complain because there's not enough food. I got 5 triple whoppers with cheese and onion rings and bacon on them. And I got a bowl of ketchup to wash down her plate of french fries. And I got a chocolate shake, and she's probably going to complain because it's not filled all the way to the top. And just to be safe, I got 2 beefy 5-layer burritos and 2 chalupas from Taco Bell.
I just don't understand how she can eat all this.
Oh, yeah, she makes Joey Chestnut look like a chump. She's banned from all eating competitions all around the world because of her bottomless stomach.
Well, do you think this food's gonna be good enough for her to admit that she kidnapped your wife?
I hope so. Wait, Marvin, do you hear a dump truck backing up? I think she's here. Oh, Marvin. Marvin, look, the ketchup's jiggling. She's off the dump truck. She's heading this way. She's coming.
What do we do?
There's nothing you can do, Marvin. Okay, she's at the door. I'll answer it because she eats people when she gets startled. Hello?
Hey, Brooklyn guy, it's me, Deborah!
I know, Deborah. Hey, it's good to see you. Have you lost weight?
No, I've gained 20 pounds, actually.
Oh, well, you know, that's not surprising. Wait, is that a beverage from Taco Bell?
Yeah, I got hungry on the way here, so I ordered a little snack.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, I ordered 12 chalupas because I was so hungry.
Oh, your normal order. Well, that's great because you knew you were coming to dinner. So it's great that you ate first. Come on in.
Ooh-wee, I'm starving.
Oh, yeah? Those 12 chalupas didn't hold you over?
Ooh, is all this food for me?
Yeah, I got you a whole buffet. Just the fattest junk.
Oh, are those triple whoppers?
With cheese.
And bacon.
And onion rings, just like you like them.
See, Brooklyn guy, this is why we need to be together. You know my favorite whopper.
Yeah, well, I think anybody could just look at you and guess it's the biggest one.
I have a question. When did her voice start sounding like Mr. Meeseeks?
Well, ever since she saw that one episode of Rick and Morty, she thought it was really funny and decided to sound like that for the rest of her life.
It's me! Look at me! I'm Mr. Meeseeks! Look at me!
To be fair, it is a very good impression, but to keep that up for the rest of her life is quite a commitment. If only she could commit to losing weight that much.
Okay, well, we have to get her to admit to kidnapping your wife.
I know. I have an idea. Hey, Deborah, I think we should play some Truth or Dare.
Oh, are you gonna dare me to eat all this food?
No, because you're gonna do that anyway. I was gonna ask you a truth.
Oh, are you gonna ask me my weight?
No.
600 pounds!
Okay, well, that doesn't count. What I was gonna ask you is, did you have my wife kidnapped?
No way!
See, with the Mr. Meeseeks voice, I can't tell if she's being sarcastic or not. Like, was that serious? Oh, hold on, my phone's ringing. Who is calling me? Hello?
Hey, Marty!
What, Karen? Where are you? Are you safe?
I'm back at home!
At home? But where have you been?
The kidnappers dropped me off, Boyne. They said I talked too much. Do you think I talked too much? I don't think I talked too much. I got a little...
Oh, my God! Shut up! Give me the phone! Damn! Hey, babe, listen. I'm sorry for flashbanging you. We were gonna kidnap your wife and ask for ransom money, but holy shit! She's the most annoying thing I've ever seen in my life! So, good luck! Me and my partner, we're gonna turn ourselves in.
Wow, yeah, she is pretty annoying, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Well, my wife is safe.
Wait, so your ex-wife didn't kidnap your current wife?
No. She's fine. Wait, oh. But that means I just bought my fat ex-wife 5 triple whoppers and a whole bunch of junk food and made her think I want to get back with her.
Ooh, is this the part where I take all my clothes off?
Hey, Deborah, I heard Krispy Kreme is offering 3 dozen donuts to the fattest person.
I win! Ooh!
I've never seen her run that fast.
The table's shaking!
Yeah, it's gonna do that for a while. She's still running. She's about a 7 on the Richter scale, and a 600 on a regular scale. Anyway, I'm gonna go tell the judge my wife is home. You might want to get under a table or something.
Well, 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 Brooklyn guy, you actually did it. You proved you were innocent. I guess you're free to go. Hip hip.
Hooray!
Woohoo!
Yippee! Thank you again to Dragon City for sponsoring this video. Don't forget to click the link in the description for your special bundle of rewards.
The AC's broken. It's like 100 degrees in here. Hey, Jeffy.
Huh?
Can you blow me?
Hey, what?
Like with a fan.
Oh, you should have just said that, Daddy.
Oh, that feels serious.
No, Cody, we might run out of oxygen.
Duh.
The doors aren't airtight.
Look, I'm claustrophobic, Cody. I don't want to close the doors. Look, we got to think of a plan. How about we fight back like the people did on United 93?
They all died.
But they still fought back and died with honor.
Yeah, they died fighting, dude.
Yeah, would you rather get shot or at least grab the gun before you get shot?
It doesn't seem like it makes much difference.
We're gonna fight back. How about you guys distract the nuns and I go outside and grab the cop's reboot card?
Junior, this is real life. People don't drop reboot cards.
Well, maybe he did. So look, you guys distract the nuns, I'm gonna go outside and grab the card.
I feel like you're just trying to leave us here.
No, I wouldn't leave my 2 best buds to get killed and me get away safely. Ooh, guys, what is that? Is that a Nerf gun?
Yeah.
Grab it and give it to Joseph.
But it's a Nerf gun. They have real guns.
But dude, I got a nice shot.
Yeah, he can shoot back. And, oh wait, Cody, is that your violin case?
What? Yeah, how the hell did that get here?
I grabbed it and hit it because you suck at playing the violin.
I'm good at playing the violin.
Oh, so look, you pull out the violin and you play your horrible music. Their ears are gonna bleed. And then Joseph, you shoot them and I run outside and grab the reboot card, okay?
I mean, why don't we just stay in here, dude? They'll never find us.
I think they found us.
Shut up.
Oh, they're looking for us. Oh, I hope they don't find us. Oh, I really hope. Oh, we really should have closed the closet doors.
Yeah, we should have done that, yeah.
Oh, everyone be quiet. Everyone don't move. If you don't move, they can't see you.
Junior, they're nuns, not T-Rexes.
They're leaving.
Oh. Guys, I can't believe that actually worked.
It worked.
Oh, yeah, I was loud. Was I being loud? Yeah, I was loud. How loud was I being? A little bit. It's like it was close. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. It's my bad. You guys can shoot me first if that makes it better.
Oh, don't do that. Okay, guys. Before you shoot Cody, he knows how to play the violin.
Yeah, he's good.
And you know how the people in the Titanic, they played a song while they died? Yeah, so Cody would like to play a goodbye song on his violin.
Okay.
Yeah, can you do that?
Okay.
Okay, get the violin. Hurry up. Get the violin.
Okay, I got the violin. Oh, you guys are pulling up chairs. Oh, and you got popcorn. That's, yeah. Oh, man. Now that you guys are here, I'm getting kind of nervous.
Cody, you better play your ass off.
Yeah, knock my socks off, dude.
Okay, I'm going to play him by heart. We'll go on by Celine Dion from Titanic. Oh, you like that. Okay, good. Here we go.
It's working! They're paralyzed! Come on, Joseph, let's run!
Run!
He stopped us. Oh, he stopped us.
She's good.
Yeah, she wouldn't let us leave.
Nope. Okay, well, I don't blame him for that.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
They're mad.
Yeah. Jesus. It's been nice knowing you.
Okay, whatever you want us to do, we'll do it. Just please, just let us live.
I told you I don't want that! You know what? This is my favorite thing ever. I'm gonna cherish this forever.
What? That's it?
You guys killed a cop just for that?
They just really want you to have that, Joseph.
Jesus, that was crazy. What the hell?
Don't even let go of that. Just keep it in your hands at all times.
I will.
So, Joseph, you said your grandma gave that to you?
Yeah, dude, but I didn't think she was going to be on my ass about it. My phone's ringing. God, it's her. Hello?
Joseph, what the shit? Why are my sisters from church, Glorisa and Betty Mae, telling me that you threw that cross I gave you out the damn window?
Because I don't need it, Grandma.
Bullshit! You saw they were packing heat.
Yeah, I saw that. Look, I will never throw it out of the window again. I'm sorry.
Good, you better not. Now give Grandma some sugar. I love you.
I love you too, Grandma. God.
Well, Joseph, you better hang that up so no demons come after us.
Or nuns.
Yeah, we don't want to get nunned down. Why'd you pinch me?
Because, Marvin, you're not wearing green, and it's St. Patrick's Day, so I get to pinch you.
I hate this stupid holiday.
Hey, Nutty!
Pinch!
Ow! Why'd you pinch me, you dick?
Because you're not wearing green.
Marvin, you can't do that.
Why not?
Because, Marvin, you're not wearing green. You have to be wearing green in order to pinch someone who's not wearing green.
I didn't know there were so many rules to this.
Yeah, Dad, you're not wearing green.
Ow! Dad, you're not supposed to hit me. You're supposed to pinch me.
April Fools!
It's not the same holiday. Who's at the door? Hello?
Hey there, Pinch Police.
Pinch Police?
He's not wearing green!
Pinch him!
Stop pinching me!
Take that, you little bitch!
Stop it!
That's what you get for not wearing green.
Why are you pinching me?
Well, because we're the Pinch Police.
Okay, well, what does that even mean?
It means we pinch you if you don't wear green.
Okay, well, you already pinched me, so stop!
Well, now we have probable cause, so we have to come in and make sure everybody else in there is wearing green.
Well, that's not probable cause!
Alright, is everybody wearing green in here?
I am!
But, baby, you gave him green beads to wear!
Yeah, Marvin, so he wouldn't get pinched!
Well, Marvin, looks like you're the only one not wearing green, so I'm gonna pinch the shit out of you.
Stop pinching me!
Hey, this is my favorite day. I love pinching people for not wearing a certain color.
Why?
Well, I think I got addicted to it in high school.
Oh no, you're gonna tell me an animated story, aren't you?
You bet I am. Settle in, it's a long one. So I was in high school, and it was St. Patrick's Day, and I was wearing all the green. Green pants, green shirt, green shoes, green hat, everything. I even ate green snow cones so my shit would be green. No one was pinching me that day, except this kid named Diddly. He pinched me even though I was wearing green, but I just punched him in the face. Anyway, I was in class pinching any kid that wasn't wearing green, and they couldn't say shit because they weren't wearing green, and I caught them. So after I was done pinching the whole class, I saw the perfect victim, Mrs. Thickums, my sex ed teacher. She had the fattest ass. I'm talking a huge dumpy. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, and the wall was her ass. Everyone in school wanted to know if it was firm or juicy, and I noticed she wasn't wearing green, and I thought, today's the day I finally find out what Mrs. Thickum's ass feels like. She was handing out tests from last week, and when she got to my desk, I looked her up and down to make sure she wasn't wearing green, and she wasn't, so I pinched the hell out of her ass, and it felt like jello. I pinched it a few more times, and I even gave it a smack, and then she turned around and yelled, Brooklyn guy, principal's office, now! And I said, but Mrs. Thickums, you aren't wearing green, and you're double caked up on a Tuesday. So she said, I am wearing green, and she pulled down her pants and showed me her green thong. And man, I wasn't even mad I got suspended for 2 weeks. That was the greatest day of my life. But Mrs. Thickums did get arrested for mooning the whole class. Yeah, and ever since that day, I haven't washed my hand.
Ew!
Hey, you didn't see Mrs. Thickums' ass. And besides, how dirty can my hand really be? Smell it, Simmons.
Smells like ass, mate, but I don't know if it's yours or Miss Thickums.
Maybe both.
Can you guys please leave now?
Wow, how incredibly rude, kicking two police officers out of your house just because they pinched you a lot.
Exactly, yeah, I don't want you pinching me and you need to leave.
Wait, hold on, everybody shut up, the news is on.
Breaking news, okay? A leprechaun is claiming that he left a pot of gold in the woods for anyone to find. Let's go to the interview now. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with the leprechaun. So tell me, leprechaun, what is your name?
Oh, my name's Scottie Pippin.
Scottie Pippin the leprechaun, everybody. So tell me, what's with the pot of gold?
Well, you know, I hid me pot of gold in the woods for people to find for St. Patrick's Day, being that it's my favorite holiday and whatnot. So whoever finds it first gets to keep it.
So how much would you say the pot of gold is worth?
Oh, not too much, maybe $2 or $3 million.
And if I find it, I get to keep it?
Well, of course you can, if you find it first.
Look, Simmons, a pot of gold. I could use a pot of gold. That would make me really rich. Come on, Simmons.
What, baby, we should go look for that pot of gold.
Aw, Marvin, it's hot outside. Everyone's going to look for it, and I don't want to do that.
Jeffy, you want to go look for a pot of gold?
Sure, Daddy.
All You're right. going to leave me here by myself?
Yeah, come on, Jeffy, let's go.
Guys!
Well, Junior, are you that excited about playing the game of life?
Yeah, dude, it's just a board game.
No, guys, I just saw on the news there's this leprechaun who hid his gold in the woods.
What?
Yeah, there's a leprechaun on the news. He said he hid his gold in the woods for anyone to find.
Oh, dude, I want to find it.
Guys, this sounds like a scam.
It's not a scam, Cody. It was a real leprechaun on the news. They interviewed him, and he said he left his gold in the woods worth millions of dollars, and anyone who finds it first gets to keep it.
There's no way there's a pot of gold in the woods.
Come look for it, Cody. Come on.
All right, buddy, how do we find this pot of gold? We're going to go to the woods, and then you take one area of the woods, and I take the other.
Simmons, we're not just going to go look for the pot of gold.
Oh, darn, mate, I thought that'd be fun.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to find that gold by cheating. We're going to kidnap that leprechaun and torture him until he tells us where the gold is.
Oh, that's way more fun. But where do we find this leprechaun?
Well, you know, at his house, the only leprechaun house in town.
Oh, that's right, mate. All those domestic violence calls of the leprechaun beating his leprechaun wife.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
I hate the woods!
Chives, if a single leaf hits me in the face, I'm gonna beat you with this stick I found.
Very well. Right this way, sir. Oh, sorry, sir.
Chives, come here.
Do I have...
Find me my gold, you old buck!
I'm gonna do my best, sir!
All right, Jeffy, let's find this pot of gold.
I want to know where the gold at. I want the gold.
I want the gold too, Jeffy.
I wonder if it's in this tree.
Wait, it's not going to be in a tree. Oh, my God, a wasp! Oh, there's a wasp all over me! Oh, my God, I'm getting stuck! Oh, no, it's so goddamn bad!
Well, you're handling that well.
Ah!
I'm going to look for the gold, Daddy.
Oh, my God, it's not the wasp!
All right, guys, let's find that gold.
Guys, we're never going to find it.
Dude, it's going to be easy. All you got to do is look for the big red X.
That's buried treasure.
Wait, you don't think it's buried?
No, I don't even think it exists. I think this is one big hoax.
It's not a big hoax. The whole world is looking for it, and they said it's in this woods.
Well, it could be anywhere in the woods. This woods is thousands of acres.
Wait, Winnie the Pooh lives here?
No, that's 100-acre wood.
Oh. Well, I wish we were birds. We could fly over the forest, and we could easily find that treasure.
Yeah, it'd be way easier, dude.
Or I wish Kobe Bryant was still alive. We could use his helicopter.
I know. He would be so helpful right now.
Wait, you just want his helicopter, not Kobe?
Well, I don't want his pilot.
Yeah, his pilot was ass.
What,
yeah.
Kobe's not the only person who owns a helicopter. That's not even what he was most known for.
Guys, I got an idea. What? Cody, come here. Come here.
Okay. What the hell are you guys doing?
All right, Cody, we're holding the tree down. You go on the end of it, and then when you sit on it, we're going to let go of the tree, and it's going to launch you across the forest so you can see where the gold is.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Come on, Cody, we're already holding the tree down. Go.
No.
Why?
Because what goes up must come down, and I'm going to fall and break my neck or something.
You're not going to fall and break your neck. The worst case scenario is you fall into the bucket of gold.
That would still kill me.
Cody, get on the goddamn tree.
No.
Do it for Kobe.
Okay, fine, I'll do it for Kobe.
Yeah.
Like this?
Yeah. All right. Sorry, Joseph. On the count to three, we're going to let it go, all right?
All right.
All right, Cody, when we count to five, we're going to let it go.
Okay.
One, two, three. Yeah!
Go! What are you doing to me?
Shut up! Where's the gold?
I already told everyone. I hid me gold in the woods.
Where in the woods?
Well, if I told you where I hid me gold, then it would just ruin the whole point of me hiding it in the first place.
Simmons, put the washcloth on his face.
It's a washcloth?
You gonna talk?
All right. Okay, fine. I'll tell you where I hid the map to me, girl. I hid the map in me hat.
In your hat?
Yeah, in me hat.
There's paper in here. Hold on. Let me see. What? It's just a picture of a middle finger. Simmons, give him the cloth again. You ready to talk now?
Okay, fine. I'll tell you where I hid the real map to me gold. It's in me sleeve.
Sleeve? Okay, what's this?
It's in me sleeve!
What? Oh, you think this is funny, huh? You think this is a joke? Let's do it again! Okay, where's the gold?
Listen, I'll take you to me gold. Just bring me to the woods. I'll show you where it is.
Okay, come on.
Get
on. All right, Scotty. If you don't want to end up like JFK, you'll show us where the gold is.
Me gold. Where's me gold? Me gold's right here. My gold's right here under this tree stump.
Wait, under the tree stump?
Yes, of course. Of course me gold's under the tree stump because I buried it right under here.
Wait, you buried it under a tree stump?
Of course I did. You just gotta dig for it.
Okay, I guess I have to put my gun down. You better not go anywhere, Scotty.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it.
Come on, Simmons, help me dig. Man, this sucks digging with our hands like this.
Oh, no, I'm getting dirt underneath my fingernails.
God, I wish we brought shovels. Man, this sucks. Scotty, can you help us dig? Wait, Scotty? What?
Oh, God damn it! Let's get him, Simmons!
Oh,
help! Help! They're after me, Lucky Charm!
God damn it, Simmons, where did he go?
I don't know, mate.
I guess we lost him. Let's go back and start digging. Maybe he wasn't lying. He must have known we were going to kill him once we got the gold.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Time for my well-deserved water break.
It's so hot out here. Sir, may I please have a sip?
No, who's more important, me or you?
Well, I am much older than you, so it's very important that I stay hydrated.
Exactly. You're older, so your body already knows how to regulate itself. Me, I don't know what I'm doing. Ew! Is this Aquafina? This is poor people water!
No, sir, please, I could have some of that!
No, Chives, you don't want this. This is poor people water. All right, now let's go find my gold.
Very well, sir.
Oh, man, I'm gonna need a manicure after this. Simmons, we've dug so far deep, I'm starting to see Chinese sweatshops. I don't think there's gold down there.
Well, where do you think it is?
I don't know. Let's look somewhere else.
Look, sir, I found a pot!
Move out of my way, Chives! What the hell is this?
It would appear to be a pot of Lucky Charms.
I know what it is, Chives! Where's my gold?
Maybe the gold is underneath the Lucky Charms, sir.
Good thinking, Chives.
Nobody move, I'll shoot.
What the hell are you doing here?
We're also looking for the gold.
Well, the only thing we found so far is a pot of Lucky Charms.
Well, maybe the gold is under the Lucky Charms. Let me put my gun down so I can eat it.
Yeah, everyone eat the Lucky Charms. Ah, now I have the gun! Nobody move!
Ah, rats, I gotta stop putting my gun down.
All right, Chives, pick up the pot. Let's get out of here.
Very well.
Stay put!
Damn it, Simmons.
Ow.
I am so sorry, Cody. I really thought you were going to be launched across the whole forest.
I broke every bone in my body.
Okay, I have a question. Don't get mad. While you were up there, did you see where the gold was?
No, I'm never doing anything with you guys ever again.
Okay, but do you still want to play the game of life?
Yes, but you'll have to spin for me.
Okay. I didn't attach it to the board.
Oh my God, Marvin, are you okay?
No, I got stung by like 30 wasps, and I think a bat.
I'm so sorry, Marvin, but hey, did you ever find that pot of gold?
No, I didn't get to look for it because I got stung.
Hey, gang, I found your pot of gold.
You found the gold? Jeffy, we're rich.
Yeah, but I think it's chocolate because it says it on the bottom.
What, chocolate?
Oh, I see you found me, chocolate.
What, you had the whole world looking for a pot of chocolate?
Of course, it's me finest gold chocolate bars.
Thank you for doing that, Jeffy. I will have some of the chocolate.
All right, Chives, dump it out. I want to see my gold.
Very well, sir.
Where's my gold?
It would seem that it's just Lucky Charms, sir.
Spanking with a mallet time.
Hey guys, it's Logan. We officially launched an SML gaming channel. Go subscribe right now. We're going to be uploading gaming videos every single day, just like this Roblox one you see on your screen right now. So please go subscribe to the new SML gaming channel for new content every single day.
Joseph, come in the red couch room. We got to sit like the way we sit when we're in the couch. Get the fuck out of my seat, Spider-Man. Get out of my seat.
How do I sit?
I don't know.
There you go. Get rid of the Cheerio box, Joseph. Jeffy, you sit in that couch. You sit in that couch, Joseph.
You just push one again.
There's another Jeffy in here. So, guys, what do you want to do today? Cody, Jeffy's sucking you off.
Yeah, whoa, I know he is.
Wrong Jeffy, I'm not doing that.
Hey, Boiney, I need to talk to you.
Not right now, Karen. I bootleg downloaded the movie Twisters from a shady website. Movie theaters are just too expensive these days.
Oh, well, is it any good?
Well, the quality's just okay. The guy who recorded it is eating his popcorn really loud, and he put his own watermark all over it. But it's just so scary. There's just so many tornadoes.
Boiney, you know those aren't real tornadoes, right?
Yeah, right, Karen. You're telling me that's fake? No way. They don't have that kind of technology.
Boiney, listen. Can you please pause your movie so I can talk to you?
Pause Twisters? What if I miss something, like another tornado?
Goiny, there's probably gonna be more tornadoes.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, make it quick.
Well, Goiny, the other night I cheated.
What, cheated? What do you mean you cheated?
I cheated, Goiny.
What, Karen, you cheated? How could you do this to me?
I'm sorry, Goiny, I just can't help myself. It's so easy.
Well, is this the first time you've done something like this?
No, Goiny, I cheat every chance I get, every time you leave the room.
Oh, who have you even cheated with?
Well, there was one time with your brother, Jonathan, but it was his idea.
You cheated with Jonathan?
I did, Goiny.
Karen, you're a serial cheater. Uh-oh, I feel so dirty. I'm leaving you, Karen. I'm leaving you.
Why, Goiny, why?
Why? Why am I leaving, Karen? Because you cheated on me! Because you're a lying, cheating whore! Lying! Cheating! Whore!
Oh, I never should have told him! But I didn't know he'd act this way!
Jeffy, stop smelling those markers. It's gonna make you high.
Why? So I can be like you?
I'm not high, Jeffy.
Marvin, he can smell those markers. They're scented markers.
Yeah, Daddy, I'm smelling some fluffer nutter right now.
That sounds like a bad word.
I bend her over and stuck it right in her fluffer nutter.
Jeffy, don't say that. There's someone at the door. Hello?
Hey there, Marvin. I just happened to be in the neighborhood and thought I'd drop by before I kill myself.
What's going on, buddy? You don't look so good.
Oh, I don't? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess maybe you've just never seen the face of a guy whose wife is a cheating bitch. That's it. That's the face. It's me.
Wait, your wife cheated on you?
What gave you that idea?
What you said?
Yes, she did. She's a cheating bitch. Apparently, she cheated multiple times. Every time I was out of the room, apparently, just all the time. You know, I never checked the closet, so I guess that's where she was keeping them.
Oh, okay.
Like, rooms.
Well, how'd you catch her being a cheater?
Oh, I walked into the room and she was eating a pumpkin.
What?
Never mind, she's a cheating bitch. She cheated on me with my own brother.
What, your own brother?
Yes.
What, do you want to come inside?
I bet that's what she asked them. You know what? I bet she didn't even have to. I bet they already knew they could. That's her kink.
Listen, come inside, buddy. Let's just talk about this.
Hey, Donnie, look, I'm a unicorn.
Jeffy, stop it. Go to your room. We have to talk about adult things.
All right, Donnie. Well, I'm going to go to my room and use my markers to color my butthole to look like the LGBTQ flag. And it's going to smell fruity.
Marvin, what's wrong with your friend?
His wife cheated on him.
Oh, that's so sad.
Hey, you guys talking about me? Because that would be fucked up. It's pretty messed up to make fun of a crying man.
Hey, what can we do to make you happy, buddy?
Well, you could build a time machine and send me back to before the plane hit the tower so I could stand on top of them and die.
What? No, buddy, I thought you were going to say send you back before your wife cheated on you.
Oh, no. Who knows when that started? She was probably doing that before she even met me.
Wait, don't you cheat on your wife all the time?
Oh, here we go. Yes, I do. But I can do that because I'm the man. I work. I pay the bills so I can do that. It's like a tax.
Wait, what, isn't that the problem, though? Maybe that's why she cheated.
Marvin, are you sure your wife's not cheating on you? Because that is cheater talk. You should smell her breath and make sure it doesn't smell like pumpkin.
Listen, buddy, look, just calm down. What can we do to, like, get you distracted from your wife cheating on you?
You're right, Marvin. I should cheat on my wife to get back at her.
But
you already cheat on your wife!
No, this time it'll be different because it's going to be for revenge. Like Japan, they blew up a couple of ships at Pearl Harbor, so we dropped 2 nukes on their asses. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bang 2 hot bitches. Come on, Marvin, to the strip club.
Marvin, no.
Marvin, to my car.
But you can't drive, you've been drinking.
I'm not going to drive. You're going to drive. Wink, wink.
I gotta go with him.
Marvin, please, no!
I gotta make sure he doesn't drive drunk.
Okay.
Oh, no, you're not driving. Give me your keys.
Oh, you want my keys, huh? Okay, there you go.
Yeah, you're not driving.
It's push to start, you fucking idiot. It's a Hyundai Sonata.
Well, no, don't drive! Don't drive!
Whee!
The best part about working the night shift alone is you get all the doonits. Oh, Winking Wallaby, is that a drunk driver? I'm gonna go get him. Oh my God, the cops are behind us!
The cops? I'm a cop.
If I just let him know, they'll let us go.
Oh, God, thank God you're stopping.
Just let me do all the talking.
Excuse me, sir, you were swerving. Oh, hey, Mike!
Simmons! It's my partner, Simmons! Marvin, we are good. We are good. Simmons is going to let me drive drunk, aren't you, Simmons?
Actually, mate, I can't do that.
Why not?
Well, because my body cam's on.
You fucking idiot. You're supposed to turn it off.
Well, they don't let us do that anymore, mate.
I just put a sticker over mine.
How many beers have you had tonight?
This is my sixth one. Here, you want a sip?
No, mate. You know I'm working. I can't drink on the job. Plus, I'm already six donuts deep. I got donuts in my car. You want one?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Marvin, you want a donut? Marvin doesn't, but I do.
All right, mate. Give me 1 second.
Put it right in my mouth.
There you are.
Oh, shit. I'm too drunk to eat donuts.
All right, mate. Well, I'm going to have to do a sobriety test for you, so I'm going to need you to get out of the car.
Simmons, I already told you I'm drunk. I don't have to prove it. God, you are the worst cop ever.
All right, mate. Well, I'm going to have to turn you in, so come on. Get out of the vehicle.
Okay, I will get out, but first you have to give me a hug.
All right.
Stupid pig!
What? You just tasered a cop!
Strip club, Marvin, titties!
What?
Titties, Marvin, titties! Oh, look at that, Marvin. Titties!
I don't want to be here. Let's leave.
Come on, Marvin. My wife cheated on me.
And you tasered a cop. You're probably wanted.
I don't care, Marvin. I have nothing left to live for. Like, watch this. Hey, ho.
What?
Come here.
Yeah?
Let me grab that. Oh, wow. Those are nice.
Hey, you have to pay for that.
Oh, okay. Here you go. There you go.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Enjoy it. It's my life savings.
Hey, no touching the legs.
The fuck? Hey, buddy, you better get out of my face before my friend Marvin kicks your ass.
Oh, I'd like to see him try.
Kick his ass, Marvin.
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't want to kick
him. No, kick his ass. You could do it. Punch him right in the nose. He's got a weak sinus cavity. I can tell. It's like punching a shark. It'll just knock him right out.
Yeah, punch me in the nose.
See, he wants you to do a punch him, Marvin.
I'm not punching
him. Quit being a bitch and punch him.
Okay. Oh, my God, he broke my wrist. He broke my wrist.
Marvin, what, you think you're the equalizer? You're not Denzel Washington.
You guys need to go.
Oh, you still want us to leave?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just finish my beer. See what I tell you, Marvin? I knocked his ass out with my beer bottle, and it didn't even break. How do they do it in movies?
I think he broke my wrist. I need to go to the hospital.
Oh, okay, hold on. Hey, girl.
What?
Come back to my house. I want you to meet my wife.
Give me money.
Oh, okay, fine. Here you go. Yeah, see?
Ooh.
This is what you want?
Yeah.
I got all the power. Come
on. Okay. Marvin, what happened to your hand?
He broke it because he thought he was the equalizer.
No, you told me to punch that guy in the face.
Wait, where have you guys been?
The strip club.
Marvin, how could you?
I was trying to stop him from drinking and driving, and then he tasered a cop.
And tell her what else I did.
And then we went to the strip club, and then he met this stripper, and he took her on a shopping spree and bought her whatever she wanted, and then he went to the bank and gave her his life savings.
Why would you give that whore all your money?
Oh, damn. I'm so sorry. She actually prefers the term hoe. It's more respectful.
He saved me from a ditch, and now I'm a classy-ass bitch. Why would you give that hoe all your money?
Oh, easy. See, my wife cheated on me, so at the end of the day, I'm planning on Yeah, can't take it with me, right? So I think I'm maybe going to run into a train, you know, just make it nice and quick. And by the way, don't fucking do that. If you were going to do that because of this scene, you have bigger problems and you should probably get some help. I shouldn't have to tell you that. And now you can get some help with today's sponsor, me telling you not to fucking do that. And also gamer subs, I guess.
Listen, buddy, I know your wife cheated on you, but you don't...
Oh, thank you for reminding me. I forgot for a second.
Listen, man, you can just take the money away from her. Like, you can take all that stuff back and get your money back.
Don't worry. I'm not going to do that. Marvin. Stop. You're scaring her.
Listen, you're just doing a lot of...
Squeeze me, but I'm going to go brag to my wife that I have a new hotter wife and no money.
Oh, man, he's ruining his life.
I can't believe you told him we cheated.
I had to tell him the truth. It was killing me.
Hey, lovebirds.
Boydie?
What it is. I just wanted to introduce you to my new girl. What is her name?
Angel Dust.
This is Veronica. She's definitely not a stripper, and I gave her our entire life savings.
Boydie, you're cheating on me?
Yeah, I guess you're not the only one who likes to eat pumpkin, huh? Oh, come here, pumpkin.
Boydie, what are you talking about?
Well, you cheated on me, so I cheated on you.
Boydie, I didn't cheat on you. I cheated.
Well, tomato, tomato, you're still banging other guys. It doesn't matter what you call it.
No, Boydie, think. What were we doing the other night?
Well, apparently you were banging my brother while I was watching TV.
I wish!
No, Boydie, we were playing board games.
And?
I cheated at board games.
Wait, explain.
Well, Boydie, remember when we were were playing Guess Who? Well, there was a mirror behind you, so I could see who your person was, and I was able to guess who it was by looking at the reflection. And then we played Monopoly, and I was the banker, so I kept stealing money from the bank when you weren't looking. Then we were playing Uno with Jonathan, and he gave me a bunch of draw four cards under the table so we could make you keep drawing cards all game long.
Damn it, I knew there was no way you had that many draw fours.
It was so funny, Boydie, because you had like 50 cards and you kept having to draw four more.
And you just kept buying up all those properties in Monopoly?
Boydie, honey, I didn't buy those properties.
Oh, God damn it, I just thought you were really good at guessing who.
No.
Well, I did a lot to screw up my life.
It's okay, Boynie. I still love you.
No, you don't understand, Karen. I tased a cop. I hit this really scary bodyguard guy. I gave our entire life savings to this stripper. See, I thought I was going to get hit by a train later, and now I still want to.
It's okay, Boynie. You'll earn your money back. And when you do, can I go shopping?
Sure, if the train doesn't kill me.
Come on, Boynie. Let's go play board games.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Karen. We can set up the board right in front of the train.
Guys, what do you want to do tonight?
Ooh, we should watch the movie Cats. I want to see me some Rum Tum Tugger, and then maybe Junior can give me a Rum Tum Tug.
Aw, I love Grisabella.
Dude, I don't want to watch a cat movie. Let's watch Air Buzz. Where my dog's at, you know?
Yeah, let's watch a dog movie like Marley and Me.
But I really want to watch a movie about cats. Hey, how about we watch Cats versus Dogs, and then we can all be happy.
Why are our only options animal movies?
Oh, Junior, you know what? I think I left my phone in your room. I'm going to go get it.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to help her find it. I'm good at finding phones.
We could watch Cat Dog. You know, it's about a cat and a dog fused together.
You don't think that's weird?
Well, I mean, it's kind of weird because they're fused together and it's like, how do they poop? And do they both have penises or just one penis and they share it? And then who feels it, you know?
No, I meant like Joseph went to go help Penelope look for her phone.
Well, he said he was good at finding phones.
That's a weird thing to be good at finding.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm going to go check on him.
Okay.
Damn, girl!
Joseph, Penelope, where you guys at?
Oh, what's up, bros?
Penelope, why are you in bed with Joseph?
Because he's hot.
Yeah, she ain't lying. And once she go black, she never go back. Let's go, girl. Round three. Woo!
Damn, Junior, why are you screaming like that?
What was it?
It must have been a bad dream or something.
I fell asleep?
Yeah, you fell asleep during the movie. I knew you weren't going to stay up.
Oh, it was just a dream. Thank God it was just a dream. Chevy, I had the worst dream ever. I had a dream that my girlfriend Penelope cheated on me with my best friend Joseph.
Oh, wow, that's disgusting. Well, it's just a dream, Junior. But if it's not, damn, get your money up, little nigga. God, get your funds up, broke boy. Broke-ass nigga. God, leave. Lose ass.
Okay, thanks for the advice, Chef Pee-Pee.
Yeah, you can't be a broke boy near Pee-Pee.
That must be my friend at the door. Hello?
Hey, Junior!
What's up, dude?
We're here for movie night.
Penelope, why are you standing next to Joseph?
What do you mean?
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about, dude?
Like, I don't understand why Cody's not between you guys.
Well, I don't know. This is just how we walked here.
You walked the whole way here with Penelope and Joseph standing next to each other?
Well, we didn't think about it, but yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'm black, but I'm not gonna rob her ass.
And come to think of it, I was standing closest to the road, so I totally could have gotten hit by oncoming traffic.
Yeah, I wish a truck would have hit your ass.
Oh, I hate you!
I hate you, too!
And now you guys are flirting?
Dude, we're not flirting, I promise you.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Jenny?
I don't know. I just I don't like this whole situation. Like, Cody, can you please stand between them?
Why? We're just gonna come in anyway.
Can you please just stand between them? I don't like what I'm seeing.
Okay, fine.
Oh my God, it's not that serious, bro.
Alright, guys, now you can come in.
Oh my God.
So, guys, what movie do you want to watch? I think we should watch the movie Cats. I want to see me some Rum Tum Tugger, and then maybe Junior can give me a Rum Tum Tug.
Aw, I love Grisabella.
Dude, I don't want to watch a stupid Cats movie. Let's watch Air Buzz. Where my dog's at, you know?
Junior, movie suggestions?
I want to watch Marley and Me.
But I really want to watch a movie about cats. Hey, if we watch Cats versus Dogs, then we can all be happy.
Why are our only options animal movies?
Hey, I think I left my phone at home, but I don't want to walk by myself to go get it. Junior, are you going to offer to walk with me to get my phone?
I was going to see if Joseph would offer first.
Dude, why would I offer? I would offer to trip her ass in the road or something.
Because you're good at finding phones?
Dude, that's not a skill.
Junior, can you walk with me to go get my phone or not?
You don't need your phone. You're with me. You don't need to text other guys.
But what if my dad calls?
Your dad's a guy. He counts. You can't text him either.
Oh, you're so weird.
Can you please just sit next to me and not between me and Joseph?
I am sitting next to you, Junior.
But I don't want you sitting next to Joseph. Can you sit between me and Cody, please?
Why, Junior? Why are you being so weird?
Please just do that. It'll make me feel a lot more comfortable.
Oh, my God, fine!
You guys want to watch Cat Dog?
Isn't that weird?
Well, it's kind of weird because it's a cat and a dog fused together. Like, how do they poop? And do they have penises? And do they have, like, one penis and share it? And even then, who feels it? Oh, Junior, come with me. There's a surprise at the door.
What is it?
Well, it's a surprise. I have to show you. Come on, let's go.
Wait, just me and you? Like, you want me to leave Penelope and Joseph on the couch alone?
Yeah, so what?
No, Penelope has to go with us.
Okay, how about you and Penelope go get it?
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Thanks, buddy. I like that. You think with your head.
Okay,
yeah, you're
okay,
on my side. You're on my side. You're on my side. Come on.
What?
Hello?
Hey there, DoorDash. Wait, Penelope?
Dad, what are you doing here?
I'm DoorDashing.
Why are you in your doctor's outfit?
Oh, I DoorDash in between surgeries to get some extra munion.
What?
Munion. It's what young people call money.
Oh, my God, Dad. I hate when you use young people terms. It's so embarrassing.
Oh, come on, Penelope. Don't be a hater just because your dad's out there getting that munion.
Please stop saying that.
I'm edging, Penelope.
No, you're not, Dad.
I'm gooning. I'm gooning for munion.
No, you're not, Dad!
Look, just take these hot dogs and have yourself a skibbity toilet day, okay? Ohio baby Gronk.
Oh my God, I hate my life!
Dude, what's Junior's problem today? Is he like racist or something?
I don't know, he's just in a weird mood.
Cody, you DoorDash something?
Yeah, I got us some hot dogs.
Oh my God, now we can watch a movie about cats because we'll have cats and dogs!
Why'd you get us hot dogs, Cody?
Because they're good.
Junior, that's rude. Just say thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Cody.
All right, let me pass these out. All right, guys, start sucking down your dogs. I would eat mine in front of you guys, but this video would get age-restricted.
Dude, why are my hot dogs so damn big?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. I accidentally ordered two big ones.
Aw, I'm just so hungry. I don't think this is enough for me.
Do you want some of my big hot dog?
Sure, I'll take it.
Of course you want some of Joseph's big hot dog.
Well, yeah, Junior, he offered.
Yeah, dude, I got plenty, and this is definitely filling. Her up.
Of course it would fill her up. Look at her.
Well, listen, it's just so small. It's not going to fill me up.
Yeah, sharing is caring, dude, and she's begging for it. Let me give it to her.
I know she's begging for it. She needs to shut up.
Junior, I just want more food.
Bro, I'm about to shove it in her mouth just to keep her quiet.
Of course you'd love to do that, you sick freak.
Junior, what's your problem?
Dude, look, if she wants it, I'm going to give it to her, bro, at any time of the day.
I know you want guys that want to shut up. I'm going to go get drinks because I'm thirsty. Cody, can you please keep an eye on Penelope and make sure she doesn't do anything while I'm gone?
I don't need a babysitter, Junior.
Cody, just please make sure that she doesn't touch Joseph's hot dog, please.
Okay, fine.
Okay, Cody, so I'm thinking I should start wearing hats. Like, I could be a hat girl now.
Oh, that could be cool. What kind of hat?
I don't know, like maybe baseball hats?
Ooh, you should get a green one. That way it matches your eyes and the bottom of your shoes.
Oh, that's such a good idea. Hey, Joseph, can I try on your baseball hat?
Yeah, whatever. Just don't lose it. I think Michael Jordan wore it once.
Okay, what do you think?
I like it.
Joseph, what do you think?
Oh, it's pretty tight.
Pretty tight? How would you know?
Dude, she's wearing my hat. That's how I know.
Why are you wearing Joseph's hat?
Because I asked him if I could try it on.
Why are you wearing another man's hat?
Because I think I could be a hat girl now. Like, I could pull it off.
Yeah, the hat matches her eyes or something like that.
How do you know Penelope's eye color? Why are you staring at her eyes?
Dude, Cody pointed it out.
That's true. I did say that.
So now I have to worry about you too?
I'm gay.
Junior, why are you being so weird today?
Okay, you know what? Take your hat back, Joseph. I think I need to talk to my boys. Can you leave?
Excuse me?
Can you just please be a good girlfriend and go to the other room?
Are you serious right now?
I need to talk to the bros.
Okay.
Dude, what's your problem?
Okay, your hat, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it right here.
All right, so the problem is, guys, earlier, before you guys got here, I fell asleep, and I had a dream that you banged Penelope.
That's a funny-ass dream, but really a nightmare, because that would never happen, dude. She's butt-fucking ugly, dude. She wears glasses, and she wears plaid like a total nerd. Isn't that right, Cody?
Yeah, I agree. Total nerd.
Yeah, thanks for clearing that up, Joseph.
Yeah.
I was just really worried. I don't know. After I had that dream, it felt so real, and then when I opened the door, you were right next to her, and sorry, guys, for being such a lame square. I just started freaking out when I saw her next to Joseph.
Dude, it would never be real.
Thank you so much for telling me that.
Yeah.
All right, let me go get Penelope and tell her this whole thing was a big misunderstanding. Penelope, are you in here?
Hey, nerd.
What? Penelope, you're in bed with Bully?
Yeah, because he's hot.
Yeah, she left the zero and got with the hero.
Like that?
But that was a dream too.
You must have had a bad nightmare. I fell asleep during the movie.
What? I fell asleep during the movie?
Yeah, I knew you weren't gonna stay up.
Wait, I had a dream inside a dream, and my first dream was that Joseph banged my girlfriend, and then I had another dream that Bully banged my girlfriend.
Well, get your money on up, broke ass boy, old stupid ass, goof ass, ugly ass, dumb ass boy. Ooh, broke ass. Ugh.
Thanks, Chef Pee Pee.
Anytime.
Oh no, who's that? Hello?
Hey, Junior.
What's up, dude?
We're here for movie night.
Oh, wait a minute. Joseph, do you like Penelope?
Ew, hell no, dude.
All right, guys, come inside.
Okay.
All right, guys, you ready for movie night? I think we should watch the movie Cats, because I'm ready.
Rum Tum Tugger, I know.
Yeah, how'd you know?
Because you love Rum Tum Tugger. You don't stop talking about it.
Oh. I love
Grizzabella.
How did you know that, Junior?
Because you're my girlfriend. Of course I know what your favorite character in the movie Cats is.
Oh, my God, I love that.
Forget Grizzabella, dude.
We're not watching Air Bud.
Dude, why not? I mean, how do you know?
Because you always want to watch Air Bud, Joseph. How about we don't watch a movie and we just wait for Cody's DoorDash?
Wait, how did you know I ordered DoorDash?
You always DoorDash hot dogs on movie nights.
Oh.
I'll get it. Hey, thanks for the DoorDash.
I'm gooning.
All right, guys, here's your hot dog.
Oh, thank you so much for getting me the big hot dog, Cody. I'm starving.
That was actually an accident. All right, guys, suck down your hot dogs. I would eat mine in front of you guys, but this video would get age-restricted.
Hey, Junior, I'm thinking about being a hat girl now. Like, I think I could pull it off.
No, I think a hat would make you look ugly.
Hey, Joseph, can I try your hat on?
Yeah, whatever. But look, Michael Jordan wore one, so don't lose it.
No, he's lying. Michael Jordan never wore that hat.
Wait.
Oh, no, Junior. I think I left my phone at home. I need to go get it.
No, you're Dad was a DoorDasher who dropped off the food, and I told him that you left your phone at home.
Wait, how would you know I left my phone at home?
Because I didn't see it in your pockets, and I tried calling you, and it didn't ring, so I just assumed you left it at home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, Junior, we're really not going to watch a movie on movie night?
No, we're going to sit here and eat our hot dogs in peace.
Oh, this is so boring, Junior.
It's lame, dude.
Hey, Cody, do you have something on your lip?
Oh, no. Is it another pimple?
I don't know. Let me see. Come on in, Junior. The water's fine.
Junior, why are you screaming like that?
Oh, there's just no way it was a dream again.
Yeah, you fell asleep during the movie. I knew you weren't going to stay up that long.
Chef Pee-Pee, I keep having a dream inside of a dream inside of a dream of my girlfriend cheating on me.
Yeah, that's some broke boy shit. Get your money up. Get the money up. Some funds up, boy. Ugh, you lame ass, goofy ass, ugly ass, broke ass, boy. I can't have that broke energy, Mimi.
I'm sorry, Chef Pee-Pee.
Yeah, stay away.
Hello.
Hey, Junior.
What's up, dude?
We're here for movie night.
Guys, I don't feel good. I don't think I can do movie night tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry you don't feel well, Junior. Well, let me know if you need anything.
Yeah, I hope you feel better, dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Smells so delicious! Oh my god, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom! But first, I need to add one more ingredient, the olive oil. Let's sauce it up, baby! Okay, alright, I need to go to the bathroom.
You hear that, guys? My tummy's ready for some din-din.
What the hell is din-din?
You know, din-din, like dinner?
Dude, are you 2 years old?
Guys, calm down. Chef Pee-Pee will be done cooking dinner soon.
Well, what's he cooking? Because my tummy's ready for some din-din. Isn't that right, tummy?
Yeah, Cody, I want some din-din. Dude, if you say din-din one more time, your ass is done-done.
Ah! Why am I alive?
Is that a food monster? What the hell was that, Junior?
I was trying to distract him.
Good thinking, dude. Maybe it's a food zombie, and we got to eat him before he spreads.
Yeah, let's eat him.
Wait, don't eat him. What if it's a kid, and Chef Pee-Pee was trying to cook him, and maybe all that food got burned onto his skin when he was in the oven before he escaped?
Dude, that's a dark turn. We're kids.
Wait, so Chef Pee-Pee's trying to cook kids?
Why else would food be alive?
Help me!
Oh, he's saying help me. Only a kid would say help me. Wait, hold on. Where are you from?
The kitchen.
Chef Pee-Pee's from the kitchen.
Yeah, so is food.
But he's a cooking kids.
Oh, no, we have to call the cops. Poor Chef Pee-Pee, but he has to go to jail for his crimes, trying to cook a kid. What's wrong with him?
Okay.
Cody, go call the cops.
Okay, yeah, I'll go get my phone. Okay, Junior, I got my phone.
He's eating your doll, dude.
Joseph, stop him!
Cody, no!
Joseph, please!
Cody, shut up!
Junior, tell Joseph to stop him!
Junior, I don't care, I'm still gonna watch.
Cody, just call 911.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, 911! What's your emergency?
Yeah, hey, sorry, I'm just trying to liven things up here. This job can get really depressing, you know, listening to people's emergencies all the time. Like, the last call I got was about this guy who killed his whole family and then he shot himself on the phone, so I'm really hoping this call's gonna be happier.
Oh, well, we got a chef that's cooking kids.
But really? He's cooking kids?
Yeah, alive.
Oh, man. Are you sure? Like, this isn't a prank or anything?
No, he's really doing it.
Well, can you prove it? I don't even want to believe you. This sucks.
Well, I guess you could talk to the cooked kid.
Yeah, let me do that.
Help me!
Yeah, that sounds like a half-cooked kid. Damn it. Okay, we're coming.
All right, Junior, the police are on their way.
What?
There they are. They're here.
All right, child cooker, we have the place surrounded, so freeze and come out with your hands up.
How can he come outside if he's frozen?
Oh, that's a good point, Simmons. I didn't think about that. Okay, so unfreeze, and then put your hands up, and then come outside and freeze again.
Well, how can you open the door if his hands are up?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Forget all that. So I want you to unfreeze, and then come outside, and then close the door, because we don't want bugs getting in the house. And then put your hands up, and then freeze again. How's that sound, Simmons?
That was good, mate.
Okay, so just do all that.
I don't think he's coming out.
Oh, maybe he got confused and he thought he was still supposed to freeze inside. Well, let's just go in and get him. Hold on, we're coming, we're getting you.
What the hell? Who's at the door?
Freeze!
What?
I will unfreeze and then put your hands up and then freeze!
That's so confusing!
Just get the hell out of the ground!
All right, kids, we arrested your chef.
Ugh, why am I being arrested?
Because you've been cooking kids while they're alive.
Junior, why are you lying to the cops? I didn't cook a damn kid!
If you didn't cook a kid, then what's that?
What the hell? I don't know what that is!
Well, it's obviously a kid that you cooked with a bunch of food.
Oh, no, I didn't cook a damn kid! How many times do I have to say that?
Okay, well, let's ask him. Are you a kid that he cooked?
He created me! Daddy!
Oh my god, you cooked your own kid, you sick bastard! Well, I mean, I guess that's better than cooking somebody else's kid. I mean, if he's yours, I guess you could still... No! Cooking kids is definitely wrong!
He's not my kid, and I didn't cook his ass!
Huh. Simmons, have there been any kids reported missing today?
Not today, Matt.
Really? Not in the whole world?
Nope.
Wow, it is a good day to be a kid. We are doing really good. Well, I guess if there's no missing kids, then it can't be a kid.
Exactly.
Unless he's your kid!
What? No, it's not my kid!
Huh, okay, well, I mean, I guess it's just some kind of food monster. And as much as I'd love to stick around and figure out what that's all about, I'm sure you guys will just call me later, so you're free to go.
Hey, Mike, can I have one of his marshmallows?
No! No!
Simmons, just leave the freak alone. Let's go.
So, Chef Pee-Pee, what is that thing?
I don't know.
Well, what were you cooking downstairs?
My world-famous junk food jambalaya.
But what were the ingredients?
Well, you have marshmallows, Oreos, Cheerios.
But that's all stuff that's on the food monster. Keep going with the ingredients.
Skittles, cheeses, olive oil.
But olive oil? Are you sure you didn't use olive oil?
What the hell is olive oil? I use olive oil. I know what I use.
Well, go get the bottle. Let me see.
Okay. Cody, you're right! It's olive oil!
Yeah, olive oil's just like olive oil, but it makes food come alive. My mom accidentally used this on some lasagna one time, and it wouldn't leave me alone for a week. We had to hire Garfield to eat his ass.
Who the hell would make something like this?
I don't know, but it's extra virgin olive oil, so he's gonna be really horny.
I'm saving myself for marriage!
Wait. So this is really my creation of my son?
Well, yeah, but I mean, we can eat him if you don't want him. He looks pretty tasty.
Hell no, you're not eating my son! Oh, he's gonna be a big basketball player when he grows up! I better go and buy some basketball.
Yeah, because that's what I think when I look at that. NBA All-Star. Conehead McGee.
Oh, I like that name. Conehead McGee. Do you like that name? Oh, he looks hungry, Cody. Do you have that free medium french fries you get every week?
Well, yeah, of course.
Go grab your french fries. Let's feed him.
Okay. Jesus. Okay, I got the french fries.
Okay, feed him a fry.
Okay, here you go. Eat it. Come on, eat it.
Eat it.
Eat it.
Shove it in his mouth.
Junior, isn't this kind of like forced cannibalism because he's made of food and we're making him eat food?
Yes, he's right, dude. This is wrong.
Well, we're humans and we eat food, so then what does food eat?
Uh-oh, there's the problem. If you were wondering what the problem in the video is, there it is.
Dude, we gotta eat him first. It's a doggy-dog world.
It is a doggy-dog world.
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
What? No, it's doggy-dog world.
No, it's dog-eat-dog. Like it's brutal. Dog-eat-dog.
Dogs don't eat other dogs, unless you're Michael Vick.
Dude, that's not what happened, but okay.
He made them fight and made them eat each other.
Guys, let's not get into this right now. Let's just try to figure out how to get this monster to not eat us.
Okay, well, we're not gonna eat him. I think we can train this food monster to not want to eat humans, because I know another monster that used to eat humans and doesn't do it anymore.
The fact that you know a monster.
Come on, guys, follow me. Come on, Conehead McGee. Okay, guys, here's the Cookie Monster.
Hi, it's me, Cookie Monster.
Junior, Cookie Monster didn't used to eat people.
Oh, yes, me did. Me used to eat all parts of people. Me used to eat arms, legs, head, nose, and sometimes me even eat the booty.
Oh, okay. Well, how did you stop Cookie Monster?
Me found God and cookies, and me found my savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm really glad you could do that, Cookie Monster. That's really nice.
And sometimes when me eat cookie, me think of how the bone crunch from human. See, listen. Sound just like this crunch of human child head.
Yeah, I guess it might sound like that, yeah.
And sometime when me dream about when I ate family of six in Utah. They were camping, and I ate the mother in front of the kids. I cut her head off and drank her blood. And sometime I think her head sound like this.
Okay, well, I'm really glad you don't do that anymore, Cookie Monster.
Sometimes we think about how human flesh is sweeter than cookie.
Okay, well, we have a monster here that doesn't want to eat humans anymore, so can he have some of your cookies?
No! My cookies! Find your own!
Okay, well, that was a waste of time.
Yeah, let's go figure out something else.
Okay, Junior, we need to figure out something this monster can eat that's not humans, because if he gets a taste for human flesh, it's over.
Well, how about we ask him what he'd want besides humans? Hey, Conehead!
That was good.
Oh my god, he ate Joseph!
Oh my god, what are we gonna do?
Junior, let's climb up here. He can't reach us up here.
I'll suck the marrow from your bones!
Well, I like the sucking part, but not the marrow part.
Well, call the cops, Cody!
Okay, hello? 911, you're on your way? Okay, great. Okay, Junior, they're coming.
Hey there, somebody call the cops? Oh, hey, you're that food monster thing. Oh, hello.
We're hiding up there, because he eats humans!
Oh, hey, freeze, he's trying to eat you! Get on the ground!
Bet you told me to freeze.
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, unfreeze.
Freeze!
Unfreeze on the ground, freeze! Jesus, I gotta be so specific with people these days.
What are you doing to my baby? Oh, I just got this basketball so we can ball together. Isn't that right, LeBron James Goldhead?
They're trying to kill me!
Yeah, well, your son is trying to eat these kids, so I'm gonna give you two options. I can either shoot him or you can eat him.
Oh, my baby boy! Well, I brought you into this world. I guess I have to eat you out.
Hey, what? I'm gonna need you to rephrase that for me.
I'm about to eat him. I'm about to eat this booty like groceries.
Ew.
I wish that was me.
Wow, I can't believe you ate the whole thing. Yeah, it's never easy eating your first kid, but it does get easier. At least that's what my schizophrenic grandma told me before she put me in the microwave. Anyway, now that the threat's neutralized, I guess I can go home. I'm just grabbing one of these Skittles. Oh, see ya.
Oh, I think I'm gonna throw up.
Yeah. Well, Junior, now that that's over, I think it's time we address the elephant in the room.
Your mom's here? Your big fat mom's here?
No, Junior, the elephant in the room.
Oh, that olive oil isn't a real thing?
No, the actual elephant that's in the room. It's right here. It's huge. What's it doing here?
There is a huge elephant in the room.
You didn't notice the giant elephant? We just climbed it a minute ago.
I didn't even notice. I guess I'm just so used to your fat mom being around that I just assumed that was your mom.
You thought we climbed my mom to get away from a monster?
I don't know, Cody. I don't know how the elephant got here.
I don't know either. It's not mine.
Well, it's not mine.
Well, maybe it was Joseph's.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on today.
I don't know.
McDonald's, we were going to sue you guys because my son got mad cow disease from eating your burger.
Well, we'd like to settle out of court.
Ooh, Jeffy, you're about to get a huge payday. I'm talking millions.
$100.
That's it?
Yeah, people are pretty distracted by those two free McFlurries. They're deep-throating that shit left and right. So here you go.
Well, I'm the one who suffered, so this is mine.
Man, I'm ready for movie night.
What movie do you guys want to watch?
Let's watch a comedy.
Oh, I got something hilariously bad. We should watch 80 for Brady. We can take a shot every time it sucks. I think we can black out in the first 10 minutes.
Aw, it looks like a cute movie to me.
Yeah, cute.
Hungry time.
What?
Oh, Jeffy has a hungry bell. Whenever he's hungry, he rings that bell.
McDonald's.
We'll get you McDonald's.
Nuggies.
We'll get you nuggies.
Sauce.
We'll get you sauce.
Is he going to do this the whole movie?
Jeffy, if you be quiet the entire movie and don't ring your bell, we'll get you McDonald's.
Okay.
All right, I'll go put the movie in.
Looks like I'm sitting pretty, boys. I got 20.
Yeah, well, I have two kings.
21, you all lose.
Damn it!
Gosh darn it!
Go ahead, bake my chips. I'm loaded, baby. But while you're at it, go ahead and get me some more.
I'm out, guys.
Oh, yeah, maybe you'd actually turn a profit if you didn't sell 20 chicken nuggets for $1, you piece of shit.
Yeah, I'll screw you, Ronald.
Oh, yeah, sit and spit on it, Burger King, piece of shit.
Hey, leave Burger King alone.
And don't get me started on you, Wendy. Always fresh, never frozen, my ass. You're telling me they kill the cows at the slaughterhouse, then they take all that bloody meat and they load it into the truck. Never frozen, by the way. And then they drive that shit all around the United States, rotting, because it's never frozen, because freezing it would be way too safe. Then it's driving around, dropping it off at your locations. If your meat is never frozen, then my balls are never sucked, and that shit is highly unlikely.
Well, at least our ice cream machines aren't broken.
And don't get me started on your Frosties. You're telling me you're gonna dip your french fries in ice cream to make it taste good? My shit is always good. Michael Jackson loved our shit. And you know what? He even wanted a fry machine in his house. Hey, where are my chips?
They're on the way, sir.
Good. I'm getting a call. It's my manager, Steve.
I'm sorry, sir. No phones at the table?
I am betting $100,000 a hand. I'm losing my ass out here. I'm loaded, baby. And you're trying to tell me I can't be on my phone at the table? What are you, my mother?
I'm very sorry, sir.
Yeah, you are. Now, where's my chips?
I'm on it.
Hey, Steve. What's going on, baby?
Ronald, did you take $10 million out of our corporate savings?
Oh, no! You're telling me that someone took $10 million out of my savings account that has billions in it? Oh, whatever will I do?
Ronald, you can't be spending money that recklessly.
Who says I'm spending it, Steve?
Are you at a casino?
Yeah, I live here, Steve. They give me free rooms. They know me by name.
You're not betting $100,000 per hand again, are you?
No.
Here are your chips, sir, in $100,000 increments.
Thank you. Bet it all.
You want me to bet $4 million on one hand?
Yeah, yeah. And let it ride.
We can only let it ride if it wins.
Okay, well, if it wins, let it ride.
Got it.
Hey, let it ride.
Ronald, our earnings are down in January.
Okay, who gives a shit, Steve? Just make like another Travis Scott burger. Ooh, or a Nicki Minaj meal. I got one. An Ariana Grande McCafe meal. Or a Drizzy Drake chicken nugget meal, Steve.
That's actually a pretty good idea, Ronald. Don't worry, we'll find somebody famous.
Yeah, yeah, but if you find someone, make sure they're A-list. I'm talking big time, like Hollywood. I'm talking Robert Downey Jr. I'm talking Eddie Murphy. I'm talking Robert Pattinson. I really liked his last work.
Okay, Ronald, I think I have just the person in mind. He's the most famous.
Okay, perfect. Talk your shit, Steve. What happened to my chips?
Well, we let it ride. You got 3 blackjacks in a row, and then you lost on the 4th one.
Oh, perfect. You know what? How about I, get some more chips?
You really shouldn't be spending all that money.
Well, you know what, Wendy? You really shouldn't be such a square, just like your burgers, piece of shit.
This movie's fun.
I hate my life.
I think this movie is giving me AIDS. I think if I took a blood test right now, I would test positive for AIDS. My spine hurts. I feel like I'm getting the flu.
They should take away one of his Super Bowl rings from making this movie.
At least one.
McDonald's, Tom?
Yes, please. I'll drive.
Well, you're drunk.
Yeah, well, I would rather kill a family of 6 in a fiery car accident than watch another second of this film.
Wait, but we're not going to finish the movie?
No. Come on.
I'll drive.
I'm going to finish the movie.
All right, Steve, which A-list celebrity meal did you make for me? Is it the Drizzy Drake box? Or maybe the Adam Sandler burger?
Well, we couldn't get any of those people, Ronald, but we got somebody even better, and he was even in an Adam Sandler movie.
You got me David Spade?
Nope.
Rob Schneider?
Nope, even better. We got Kerwin Frost.
The snowman? Oh, you know what, Steve? It's a month late, but I like where you're going with this. Christmas in January. It could be big.
No, no, no. Kerwin.
Like the green Muppet dude, the frog? Steve, the Muppet meal. Steve, the screen. Genius, Steve. Kids love the Muppets. You gotta eat that shit up, Steve. When it's big in your head, Steve. Yes.
But no, that's Kermit, Ronald. I'm saying Kerwin. Kerwin Frost.
Is he like a Disney Channel star?
No, he created the Spaghetti Boys.
Is that a cartoon?
No, it's a clothing brand. See, his face is right here on the box.
Steve, please, please tell me. Please tell me that's Snoop Dogg's son.
No, that's Kerwin Frost.
So it's not Snoop Dogg's son.
No.
I got a question for you. It's very important. When you decided to make this box, did you just walk out of your office, walk down the street maybe a couple feet, and just point the first freaking person you saw and just say, hey, do you want your face and your name on a McDonald's box? Do you want a meal named after you? Is that what you did, Steve?
Yeah.
Steve. Okay, Steve. If I go outside right now, and I walk and find a 10-year-old, and I ask him, hey, do you know who Kerwin Frost is? Is he gonna tell me yes, Steve?
No, but this is an adult Happy Meal.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me change the situation for you, Steve. If I go outside, and I go for a little walk, and I find a 20-year-old, and I ask him, hey, do you know who the hell Kerwin Frost is? Is he gonna tell me yes, Steve?
No.
And Steve, if I go up to you right here, right now, and I ask you, hey, Steve, before you made this shitty-ass box, do you know who the hell Kerwin motherfucking Frost is? Are you gonna tell me yes, Steve?
No.
Then why the hell is he on my box, Steve?
Well, Ronald, if you collect all the nuggets and the gold nugget, you can meet Kerwin Frost.
Yeah, collect 6 nuggets to meet Kerwin Frost? Now, if it was collect 6 nuggets to meet Drake? Drake? Are you serious, Drake? I would be eating this shit up. I'd be buying a Happy Meal every minute of every day. And I'd be fighting people over that shit. Oh, Steve, how many of these gold nuggets did you release, Steve?
Well, we only sold one.
Okay. Here's where you're gonna go, Steve. You're gonna go find Drake. And I'm gonna go find this golden nugget. Cause I think I wanna meet this Kerwin Frost fella. That way I can punch him in the face, Steve!
Alright, we're back.
You guys missed a really cute ending to that movie.
I highly doubt that. But we get adult Happy Meals and it's the Kerwin Frost box.
Who's Kerwin Frost?
You don't know who Kerwin Frost is?
No.
Me neither. But his face is on a Happy Meal, so he must be pretty famous. Whatever the kids are into these days.
Look, I got the golden chicken nugget!
Oh, that's cool. I wonder what I got. Hey, see here. Oh, looks like I got Kerwin Frost himself.
I got some old lady who looks like Medea.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, it says right here that if you collect all of them, you can meet Kerwin Frost. I'm good. You guys good?
Yeah, I'm good. I don't ever have to meet him.
Yeah, I'm good. Oh, Marvin, somebody's at your door. Can I please answer it? I love answering other people's doors. It's so much fun.
Sure.
Oh, I'm gonna show him my Kerwin Frost. He's gonna love it. Hello? You wanna see my Kerwin Frost?
What the hell did you just say?
Kerwin Frost.
Let me ask you something. Do you know who the hell Kerwin Frost is?
No.
All right, give me that shit. Get out of my way.
I wonder who was at the door.
Hey there.
Ronald McDonald.
Ronald Donald.
That's right.
What are you doing here?
I have one very important question for you two. Before this bullshit happened, do either of you know who the shit Kerwin Frost is?
I have no idea who he is.
Perfect. Gold star. What about you, Twinkle Toes?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, good. Now, I'm gonna need that golden nugget.
But I want to meet Kerwin Frost.
Do you want to die?
Just give it to him, Jeffy.
But I already sold it on eBay.
You sold it on eBay? The who?
Him.
Oh, we meet again, Ronald.
The Burger King.
I'll just be taking this golden nugget. I want to meet Kerwin Frost.
Do you even know who he is?
Nobody pisses you off, and I love it.
I ought to come up there and beat your ass!
Bring it on, clown boy!
Oh, I thought you'd never ask!
Ready? Fight!
Come on, you majesty!
Put up your dukes, you tool!
I've been practicing my boxing! Come on!
Before we fight, Ronald, I just have one question.
What is it this time?
Do you have any cavities?
Hell no, I don't have any cavities!
I bet you don't brush your teeth!
Bullshit! Look,
I'm gonna enjoy this! Die! Choke on it! Die! Good night, Ronald. That's better. I fucking hate that guy. So, why do you guys eat McDonald's and not Burger King? Our burgers are flame broiled.
Well, I like the taste of your food more, but back in 2020, I threw up a lot. I got, like, food poisoning, and so I'm never gonna eat it again.
I'm sorry. What about you?
The croissant winch is the tip.
Yes, my man! High five! Hell yes. Yeah, so, I mean, I guess I could take off, but, like, you guys want some free Burger King?
No, I'm good.
No? Okay. Sure, I mean, it's not Kerwin Frost, but it's...
I don't even know who that is.
Me neither.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Let's watch a movie.
Yeah, movie night.
Ooh, what movie are we going to watch, dude?
Let's watch Tom Brady's movie.
80 for Brady?
No, not 80 for Brady. His other movie. Haiti for Brady.
What's that about?
Tom Brady goes to Haiti.
Oh, he going on vacation.
Yeah, because his wife left him.
I'm down.
All right, let's watch it.
Huh? What? Was that gunfire? I just wanted to go to the beach. Oh, this place is scary.
Man, I hate when celebrities record movies in exotic locations just so they can get a free vacation and they get to write off on their taxes.
Come on, relate to the people.
I don't think he had a good time.
Wait, who are you texting?
My friends, Junior.
Who said you could have friends?
Junior, stop being so controlling.
Are you talking to guys?
No, Junior. Well, one, but he's totally gay.
Ooh, hello.
Wait, what app is that?
It's Snapchat, Junior.
You have a Snapchat?
Yes, everyone has Snapchat.
Not me.
Well, you should get it so we can send cute pictures back and forth.
Send cute pictures?
Oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom and take a picture for Mariah.
What's wrong, Jenny?
She has a Snapchat, Cody.
So, a lot of people do.
But why does she need a Snapchat? We have regular iMessages. Like, why does she need a Snapchat? Who is she messaging on there?
Other niggas.
What?
Oh, my bad, dude. I thought you knew. Snapchat is the cheating app. Why would you download an app that instantly deletes the messages?
It instantly deletes the messages?
Yes, sir, Ski.
Wait, what's it hiding? Like, what's on there?
Penis.
Penis?
A whole lot of penis.
Well, penis, Cody, you hear that? A whole lot of penis. A Snapchat. Why does she have a Snapchat, Cody?
Junior, I think maybe she's just using a popular app to talk to her friends.
She wasn't talking to any friends, dude. You heard her giggling. That was a whole man making her laugh like that. And the bigger the laugh, the bigger the penis. Oh, yeah. It had to be a huge one the way she was giggling. Dude, girls aren't funny. You know that.
Yeah. If she was messaging her friend, she wouldn't be laughing.
Exactly.
Because girls aren't funny. Like, name one female stand-up comedian.
None.
They don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
I can name a couple.
Like, look at Kevin Hart. He's black and man.
With penis.
And Dave Chappelle. He's black and man.
With a penis.
Do you think the guy she's talking to is black and man?
With a penis? Yes, I do think so.
But Cody, she's cheating on me with a black guy with a penis.
Junior, I really don't think so.
Then why would she go to the bathroom and take a picture?
To toot that ass up and take some pics, you know what I'm saying?
Penelope!
Junior, what?
Are you sending booty pics to black comedians?
What? No! I'm sending this cute picture to my friend Mariah. Look, I'm a unicorn.
I don't think that's how unicorns sound, but I'm just making sure you're not talking to guys or Cat Williams.
Junior, stop being crazy. Come on, let's go watch Haiti for Brady.
Okay.
Okay, so what did I miss in the movie?
Well, Tom Brady's trying to leave Haiti, but four old women lost his plane ticket, so now they have to do a dance-off with Lady Gaga's choreographer.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, she texting niggas.
Let me see.
Junior, stop being crazy.
If the messages aren't bad, why can't I see them?
Because, Junior, they're inside jokes with my friends.
Nah, she wanna inside her, dude.
Ah!
You know what? I'm thirsty. I'm going downstairs for something to drink. Does anybody want anything?
I'll take a strawberry kiwi Capri Sun if that's a thing that exists.
Okay, great.
Sounds like something I'd like.
Dude, she left her phone. Go in that shit.
Oh, can I go through it?
Yeah.
No, Junior, don't do it. It'll be an invasion of her privacy.
Mark Zuckerberg invades my privacy on Facebook.
Okay.
You know, so I can go through my girlfriend's phone. She's my girlfriend.
Yeah, look, dude.
Cody, can you tap it? My fingerprints got burned off in a fire.
I know.
Dude, you're not even her background. Oh, this shit over with.
Well, what's that mean?
Bro, everybody knows if you're not your girlfriend's background on her phone, she must be cheating or she's trying to act like she's single.
Oh, yeah, because if I was her background and a guy saw it, he'd be like, oh, she has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
But since I'm not the background, any guy would think she's single.
Mm-hmm. Puss rated E for everybody.
Or maybe she just likes flowers.
Nobody likes flowers, Cody. The only people that like flowers are dead people.
Okay.
All right, so let me just try to guess the passcode. Cody, can you help me?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think it could be?
Probably the number of dicks in her Snapchat.
How many is that?
A million.
A million!
Or it could be her birthday.
Yeah, it could be her birthday.
Go ahead, Junior. Put it in. You don't know your girlfriend's birthday, do you?
I do know it! I just don't think she'd be stupid enough to put her birthday as her passcode, idiot!
You could just admit you don't know.
Okay, I don't know her birthday, but here, let me just try a few guesses.
Okay.
Let's just... 7, 2, 3, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. It didn't work because my fingerprints don't work, but you try, Cody. Try those numbers I just said.
Oh, 3, 2.
Oh, no, guys. I locked her out of her phone for 5 minutes. Hopefully she takes a long time getting that water.
She's coming back.
Sorry, Cody. They didn't have your strawberry kiwi Capri Sun.
That's okay. That is a real flavor, though, right?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Damn! Look how big that water is!
Thirsty ass!
Yep, I was thirsty.
All right, guys, let's watch Haiti for Brady.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to check my Snapchat.
I don't think we should be on our phones.
Oh, Junior! Why am I locked out of my phone for 5 minutes?
What?
Junior, why were you going through my phone?
I didn't do that. It was Cody.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was, Cody. Remember, you thought her phone was your phone, and you kept typing in your password over and over, and you're like, why isn't it working? Why isn't it working? And then you realized it was Penelope's phone. You locked her out.
That's a lie.
Well, Joseph, did I lock her out of her phone?
Hell nah, dude.
See?
Junior, I know it was you.
Why would it be me?
Because you're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I know you wouldn't cheat on me. I know you wouldn't talk to other guys. So what's the issue?
The issue is I'm locked out of my phone for 5 minutes.
And if you don't reply to that guy in 5 minutes, he's going to break up with you?
There it is.
Junior, I'm going home. I'm over this.
Yeah, good luck going to his house without his address for 5 minutes. Guys, you see her? She's the worst.
I know. Why are you still in a relationship with her?
I know. She's just the worst girlfriend. She's so unloyal. She's so crazy. She doesn't have just trust issues. She has trust issues, guys.
Junior, you're the one who's trying to get into her phone.
Because she's trying to cheat on me, Cody. Girls cheat. Girls cheat over lust and love. Both. It's really bad. Men don't cheat.
Yep, we're loyal.
You've literally cheated on Penelope.
It was a mistake. Okay, listen. When girls cheat, it's not a mistake. They mean it. They truly mean it. And you know what? I'm going to follow her to her house.
What, Junior, don't do that.
Why not? I want to follow her to her house and see if she meets up with anybody.
You're going to be crazy.
No. Joseph, you want to come with me?
Nah, dude. It's not going to look right for a black dude to follow a girl in the neighborhood at night.
It doesn't look right for anybody to do that.
Listen, George Zimmerman doesn't live here, Joseph. You're good. You're safe.
I don't know, bro.
Okay, then I'll do it myself. You guys don't want to be my best buds and help me? Fine.
All right, man.
Ugh. Penelope, dinner.
Ugh. What's for dinner, Dad?
Well, I tried to make hamburger helper, but we didn't have any hamburger, so it's just helper.
Ew, Dad, that's disgusting.
Shut up and eat your helper.
What are those?
Oh, those are Biscoff cookies I stole from the plane during my pilot job today.
Well, can I just eat those?
No, you need your protein.
You didn't cook hamburger.
Look, Penelope, I'm a lot of things, but I'm not a chef, okay? Wait, someone's at the door. Let me get it.
Ugh.
Hello?
Hey, I'm Penelope's boyfriend. She said I could come over.
Oh, yeah, I remember you. Hey, Penelope, I wish you would have told me we were going to have company. I would have made more helper. Come on in.
I didn't invite anyone over, Dad.
Yeah, you did. Your boyfriend's here.
Junior, I did not invite you to dinner.
Yes, she did. She's just afraid that she's going to get grounded.
Oh, well, sorry. I don't have enough helper for you.
Yeah, so you should just go.
Penelope, don't be rude. Offer him a Biscoff cookie.
Ugh, whatever.
You like Biscoff in cookie form? Penelope, get off your phone during dinner. It's rude.
Dad, I'm texting my friends.
She's texting Cat Williams.
Cat Williams? Penelope, you know Cat Williams?
No.
She's sending inappropriate photos.
Oh, that's it. Hand over the phone, young lady.
No, Dad. I don't know Cat Williams.
Cat Williams is a pimp, and I will not have you texting pimps at the table. Now hand it over.
Ugh, fine.
Well, what's the passcode?
It's the first 50 digits of pi.
Okay, well, I don't care that much. Now help me with this jigsaw puzzle. I gotta find this lady's other tit.
Ugh, I'm going to my room.
You should probably leave. It's weird if we have dinner together.
Oh, can I have some hamburger helper to go?
Well, it's only helper, but yeah, I'll heat you up my plate. I don't really want it.
Guys, I took Penelope's phone.
So you stole Penelope's phone from her?
No, I took it from her dad.
Oh, so you stole it from her dad.
Bingo, and I know the passcode to get in.
Aw, dude, let's get in that thing.
Yeah.
So what's the passcode?
It's the first 50 digits of pi.
Pi? Jesus, what does she have on there? Maybe you should be worried.
I know, that's why I have to get in there, Cody.
Aw, dude, I know this one. It's pecan pie, $3.99, duh.
What?
Y'all looking for pie, right? I saw it on the way over here. It was at Walmart on sale for $3.99. It was a good deal.
But no, Joseph, not the price of pie, the number pie.
All right, then, you figure it out. You know everything. Goddamn.
Yeah, what's the first 50 digits of pi, Cody?
Well, I don't know the first 50 digits. I know the first 5.
Then what are they?
It's like 3.1415.
What's the next one?
I don't know.
Then why were you so confident saying it? Imagine I'm like, oh, I know the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
And then go pause and shit.
Well, pie goes on forever.
No, it doesn't. Once you're done eating the pie, it's gone, Cody.
No, not... Look, I'll just look it up. Okay, I got it.
All right, type it in.
Oh, Jesus, okay, let's see. 3.141...
Wait, you didn't do the point.
What? No, Junior, there's no point.
There is a point. I want to get in the phone to see who she's texting.
No, Junior, where's the point?
The point is I want to see if she's talking to other guys.
No, I mean there's no period on the screen.
Ew, she's not going to rub her period all over the screen.
Gross.
They have tampons for that, Cody.
Junior, just shut up and let me type the numbers. 3, 1, I'm trying to start over.
He's touching the screen. He thinks she rubs her period all over.
Right? He didn't even wash his hands.
Why do girls period?
I don't know. I always wondered that.
God damn it, I lost my place because you guys were talking about periods.
Cody, is period a verb?
I don't know.
Like, does a girl say I'm about to period?
I don't know. Just let me type the numbers.
Could you catch a period?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, what happens if you period?
I lost my place again. Just shut up.
You know what? It doesn't take it too long. I think I'm going to just take her phone, if I can... I just put my mouth on it, she had periods.
Ah, you're gross.
I'm going to take her phone, and while she's sleeping, I'm going to go up to her and try to put the face ID up to her face and unlock it.
The face ID is not going to work if her eyes are closed.
How do Asians get it to work, Cody?
Their eyes aren't closed.
They're not?
No.
I thought they were just so smart they memorized the world and they were just bragging.
The ultimate hack.
No.
What? Oh. Well, look, they make the phones. They can figure it out. I'm going to go get this phone unlocked with Penelope. Damn it, she sleeps on her stomach. Hey, Penelope, it's me, your dad. It's me, I'm a doctor.
What do you want, Dad? Junior, what are you doing here? Wait, are you trying to unlock my phone with my face?
No, I came to give you your phone back because your dad took it and I felt bad.
Aw, well, thanks, Junior. Good night. Junior, what are you doing? Are you trying to steal my phone?
No, I was just moving your phone so I could lay next to you.
No, go away.
But... Hey, guys.
Hey, Junior, did you get into her phone?
Nah, dude, he's still alive. If he would have got into her phone, he would be laying on the train tracks by now.
I just want to know what's on her phone. Like, who is she talking to?
Well, Junior, sometimes it's better not knowing.
Yeah, like, ignorance is bliss type shit?
Well, no, like, I want to know if she's talking to guys. How many? What are they even talking about?
Okay, Junior, think of it this way. If she was talking to guys, what would you do?
Make her block them.
Well, you wouldn't break up with her?
No, I would say you got to block every guy on your phone or I'm leaving you.
But then she would only be blocking them because you were making her, not because she wanted to.
That's true, dude.
I would say you gotta wanna block him. Like, block him and say you mean it.
But she would still wanna talk to him.
No! You know what? You just make me mad. I need to distract myself because you're just gonna make me more angry. So let's just watch Crazy Rich Asians.
Okay.
Oh, God.
They're not rich.
Yeah, that's not rich.
Hey guys, it's Logan. We officially launched an SML gaming channel. Go subscribe right now. We're going to be uploading gaming videos every single day. So please go subscribe to the new SML gaming channel for new content every single day.
Me in. Build towards Jeffy.
Ow, I'm dead. I'm so incredibly dead. Help me.
Why would you break it?
Where are you at, Cody?
Joseph, help me.
Come here. Come here.
Why Joseph? Why not Logan help? I mean, Junior help.
Yeah, why not Logan?
I'm a little offended. You want me to help?
You're the one who killed me because you built a floor where I was trying to climb up.
Wait, where's Jeffy?
I'm over here getting shot at.
Oh, yeah. I forgot there are people.
Oh, man. I'm so sick. Chef Beepy, where's my tissues?
Hold on, Junior. I'm coming. Here's your tissues.
Why are you pushing it with a broom?
Because I don't want to get your Ebola or bubonic plague. I don't know what you have. I'm trying to stay healthy.
Oh, can you hand me the remote?
I can throw it to you.
Ow, Chef Beepy, I think you broke my nose.
I didn't break your nose. Stop being a baby, Junior.
No, I really think it's broken.
Let me see. Oh, my God, Junior, you're trying to get me sick, you stupid son of a brat. Oh, I can't stand you.
There's someone at the door.
Oh, you better. Ooh, I'm going to give you some more when I come back.
Hello?
Hey, is Junior home? I made him some chicken noodle soup.
Wow, I guess Girl Scout cookies aren't selling if you're going door-to-door selling chicken noodle soup. I guess I'll buy one then.
No, I'm not selling it. I made it for Junior because he's sick.
Now, why the hell would you do that, silly Billy?
Well, because I'm his girlfriend.
Wait, what? You? His girlfriend? No way. You must got the wrong house and the wrong Junior, because there's no way Junior has a girlfriend.
No, I'm his girlfriend.
Wait. You must be blind. I see the glasses. You haven't seen how hideous he is. You don't want to be his girlfriend. Run.
These are reading glasses.
So read between the lines. Don't be his girlfriend. He's a brat.
Look, can I just come inside?
What? No. Look, tell me, is he bribing you or holding your family hostage? Look, blink if he is. Oh, you don't even have to blink. I can see the pain in your eyes.
Please, can I just come inside? I made him this chicken noodle soup and I want to give it to him.
Wait, you made chicken noodle soup for him? Hold on, let me see this. I'll take it to him.
What the hell?
I'm the only one that cooks for him. Look, I'm the chef. You can go and talk to him, but you don't cook for him. I cook.
Hey, Sugar Plum, are you feeling any better?
I am now that you're here, my snookums boogums.
Junior, I made you chicken noodle soup to help you feel better, but your chef took it from me and threw it outside.
Why would Chef Bibi do that?
I don't know. He was being a dick.
Here you go, Junior. I made you soup just like you like it, because I'm your chef. I know how you like it. That's how you make soup. Read it.
Junior has a small wiener.
It's true!
And how would you know that, you creep?
Because I have to bathe him and clean him every single night because he's a dirty-ass individual.
No, Chef Baby, shut up!
That's true! You guys are not dating. Stop lying to me.
There's no way you got a girlfriend before me.
But we really are dating.
Okay, if you really are dating, kiss then.
Wait, no, I don't want to get sick.
Because you're lying! You lying bitch! We got one! We got one!
Okay, fine.
It can't be true! Not before me!
He's weird, Junior.
Yeah.
How did Junior get a girlfriend before me? I want a girlfriend, but girls just use me for my body. I'm such an object. I want to cuddle, too. I want to watch movies and Game of Thrones.
Hey, Step Peepee, why you crying like a bitch?
Oh, hey, Lil T. Oh, I'm just sad because Junior got all the hoes. I don't got no hoes.
Wow, that is sad, but it sounds like a personal issue. You know me, Lil T is a pimp. I stay with some hoes. I can lend you one if you want.
You really could? You would lend me one of your hoes for the night?
Of course I would. We're best friends, right? Hey, bitch, bring your ass here.
Yes, Big Daddy.
All right, shut up, bitch. I'm talking. You gotta talk to these hoes like this, okay? That's how they know they roll, you feel me? Hey, bitch, I need you to lend that ass to Chef Pee Pee for the night. Show me your toes. Oh, yeah, she just got them done. All right, be careful with her tits, though. She just got them new and improved. Have fun!
I can really show Junior that I have a girlfriend. Hey, ho, let's go show you off.
So, Junior, what movie do you want to watch?
Let's watch The Human Centipede.
Ooh, what's that about?
It's this documentary on centipedes because apparently centipedes are endangered and the humans make them repopulate the Earth so they don't go extinct.
That sounds so interesting.
Yeah, I'll turn it on.
Yeah, put your leg right there. Put that foot in my face. Oh, yeah. Oh, I need that. Oh, my bad, my boy. I didn't see you there, Junior. My bad. Just chilling here with my main bitch. She be in me. tight shit.
Well, I didn't know you had a girlfriend, Chef Pee Pee.
Of course I got a girl. I got one of them girlfriends you got. Come on, you know that. That my main squeeze, my shawty, my old lady, my little boo thing, all that shit. You know that? Come on. Tight shit.
How long you been dating?
Oh, at least about 2 years. But I didn't know you were fed, though. Stop asking too many questions. God dang. But at least 2 years, yeah. She bailed me out of jail, you know, paid the bond and everything. And we've been locked in ever since, yeah. She do this thing where she spread eagle, call it the bald eagle. Oh, my bad. I ain't even tell y'all that shit. You feel me? You still got virgin ears, little baby. tight shit.
Oh, well, I've never seen you kiss a girl, so can you kiss her?
Can I kiss her? Well, I got lips. I know how to kiss. Come on. Yeah, lick her face clean, yeah, like a plate, you know what I'm talking about?
I never knew Chef Pee Pee had a girlfriend.
Shit, I'll kiss her again, tongue her down. See, my tongue is her toothbrush.